Welcome, everybody, to episode 545 of RP Grinders. I'm your host, Frank Branches, alongside my trusty cohorts, Eric the Great, Breakman the Bold. Gentlemen, how are you?
Glad the week's over.
Eric sounds so excited. What about you, Break? Are you excited the week's over?
I just like that long pause of silence.
Every week,
just which one of us is going to say something first?
I
let Eric. So
I notice that every week too. I'm like, which one is going to talk first this week? And there's always that long pause, which is awesome for the audience. I bet the audience is like, oh man, this is good radio here.
But, yeah, this is a great show. I gotta go do something.
What you're saying is we lose all of our listeners within the first 5 seconds of the show. I get it, man. I totally get it.
I mean, that's what would happen if we had listeners.
Yeah, exactly. We got a total.
And the ones that we have don't show up until late. Look, hey.
Look at that. Freak Five's in chat. What a shocker. Freak Five is late. Actually, he's probably working and he's probably on his break, I'm guessing, man. That's probably what. What's up, Freak Five? Freak Five's in chat. I mentioned other people that were in chat. Electrical Longboard decided to join chat. Thanks so much. And Hotspur Raffle is a new chatter this week. Welcome on in. S1 Faka's in chat. Welcome back. Appreciate you guys joining the chat, guys and gals. Freak Five says, nope, he's off today. You're off every day, Freak Five, so let's not kid anybody about that, okay? And that's another great way to gain audience listeners, Breakman. Just as, you know, a little FYI for everybody out in the audience that's trying to get listeners, is always berate your listeners because that works all the time. Right, Break?
All right, so let me get here. We got be quiet, you know, no noise, just like silence.
Right.
No, shh.
Okay.
God damn it, Frank. You're ruining it with your laughter and all the noises you're making over there.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, so, okay, let me see here. To get more listeners, we need silence, and we need to berate the listeners that we get.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I mean, if you're silent, then we probably would gain listeners, break, man. But, you know, I'm totally kidding.
All right, I walked into that one,
You totally did walk into that one. All right, it was too easy, break, man. Lots to get to on the show today. A little bit of news. Not a lot today, which is good. We're going to be talking. I have quite a few reviews of some oddball movies and a video game review, which I'll be doing. We'll also be talking.
I got a review of Hunter too.
Oh yeah, there you go. We also are going to be talking about lawyers later on in the show. That lawyers is going to be a very prominent part of the show today. I have a feeling when we get to Stinkos and Sweetos, but you know,
lawyers.
Yes, lawyers. But in lieu of that, let's go ahead and do.
You know, that's part of the biggest problem with this country is we elect lawyers to run it.
Yeah, that's true too, man. Well, we'll get to it. We'll get to it, break, man. Trust me, it's going to be a healthy conversation. I'm sure, healthy and lively. Hopefully, all right. Let's get into the news.
RPG News.
All right, Eric. Take us to our first story.
First story is from Silicon Era, where we've got a release date for Clannad for the Switch. It's coming to the West and Japan on July 4th through publisher Prototype, which is a Japanese publisher. So I can actually try to contact them about getting a review code, so I hope they respond.
Yeah, that would be
cool.
It's
like if you're a reviewer, just never be afraid to ask a Japanese publisher.
Yeah,
that
for sure.
Doesn't have an English website, as long as you can get their email address. Hopefully there's somebody on their staff that can read it.
Yeah, it would be one thing if they would have somebody that could read English over there to help you out, Eric. But that would be cool, man, if they gave you a code for that. Clannad, did that not come out on the Vita, Eric? Am I correct?
I think it did, but I'm not sure.
Yeah, I thought it did too. I know I've seen this title before, for sure. So,
but I'm not sure if Tomoyo After came out or After Story did.
Okay, all right. Well, that's something to look forward to on the Switch for sure. And I see their price is $44.99. Is that correct?
Yeah, it's one of the pricier original novels, but it's also one of the meatier ones.
Yeah, I remember we had.
You can tell how long a visual novel is by its price, usually.
Yeah, well, I mean, the production values on it have to be pretty big, to be honest. But
it's one of Key's older games, though, so it's like.
Yeah. Freak Five says, "What did you do now, Frank? Who's suing you now?" No, I'm suing. I'm suing you, Freak Five. No, I'm just kidding. I don't know. We'll get to it, Freak Five. Trust me, you're probably gonna dig. dig what we have later. All right.
They did put extra work into this, though, like this thing called the Dongopedia, which is like the game's lexicon, I guess.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's cool. That's good news. That's a little pricey, but of course, everything on the Switch is pricey. It doesn't surprise me. So, what are you going to do?
Plus, you're paying like the Switch tax, $10 tax, usually. Yeah,
Switch tax, exactly.
The Nintendo tax.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's exactly right.
I don't think the physical version is launching in the U.S.
Oh, okay. All righty. Anything else?
Nintendo tax not as bad as the Squinix tax, though.
They're pretty. I mean, overall, I'd say the Nintendo tax.
I mean, come on. Squinix is selling mobile games for like $21 and shit.
Okay, you got a good point there, man. That's a good point. All right. Add on to your good point with the next story, Breakman.
Ah, damn it. I walked into that too. Coming to us live from Silicon Era. Professor Layton in a Diabolical Box HD gets a worldwide release. Yeah. Okay, then. I mean, do I really need to say anything more?
If you can give us a date, that would be
Apple, Android, and Nintendo DS, and I do not see a date listed.
Is there a price?
I have the feeling that the only reason that Professor Layton 1 and this HD, along with the third game, haven't been released on the Switch in English yet is because they're probably going to do a trilogy collection thing.
Mm. $10, not too bad. I mean, Professor Layton and... was a hot property. I know there's some other stuff coming out soon. This one, $10. That sounds about right. I mean, maybe a little pricey for an
Apple. No, the original game was like $40. So
yeah.
The bargain.
I've never played a Professor Layton game, and I don't ever intend to.
They're puzzle games. Yeah, they're puzzle games. They're fun.
I'm sorry, but it's puzzle games about lawyers.
No, yeah, you're thinking
puzzle game slash.
It'd be like a puzzle game about squirrels. I'm just
squirrels.
Unless it was like Lemmings, where the Lemmings constantly die and you just do cruel stuff to them. I'd be all into that.
Well, the funniest thing about what happened in Layton ever, in my opinion, was in the third game when they fight mafia guys with machine. They basically made a machine gun full of casino chips.
That's creative. I like that, man. That's actually really funny. I like your idea, though, Breakman. If ever there's a RP Grinders RPG, I say that the final villain is like a squirrel, like a huge ass fucking giant squirrel that we all fight.
I think the final villain is going to be like a squirrel riding on the back of a train piloted.
Oh my god.
Driven by cops.
Oh, Jesus Christ. You, sir, deserve an exile for that. But that's a great idea. I would love that.
No, make it a squirrel cop.
How dare you guys? How dare you guys? I'm going to move on to the next
horror movie that scares the shit out of me to this day. Squirrel cop.
Squirrel cop. All right, let's move on to a story coming out of Silicon Era. Disaster Report 4, Summer Memories, Nintendo Switch, PlayStation 4, and PC localization coming in 2020. So that's coming in 2020. PlayStation 4 version has VR support, so that's decent. It looks like a full motion video capture type deal? I don't know. You're going about your daily life when an earthquake hits the city. Your new goal is to try and safely escape the decimated city, all while trying to stay alive, keep clean.
I was kind of upset that we never got Disaster Report 3 on the Wii.
Yeah.
So this is helpful.
Did you say keep clean?
I was just about ready to comment on that, Breakman. It says
you can't ever be too dirty in a disaster.
You know, it's like that whole like old adage, like, you know, if you
because you might like get a cut and then you get infected.
Oh, I see what you mean. But I was thinking more of the long lines of that age old adage. You know, you want to make sure to have clean underwear in case you get in an accident. You know, because the first thing people do when you're in an accident is check to see if your underwear are clean. You know, I mean,
that's exactly. I never understood that. But honestly, like, keep clean. That's never been a game mechanic I've ever heard of.
No,
like, maybe other than like Super Mario Sunshine or clean off paint or something like that.
Right.
But, you know.
No.
Like, But keeping your character actually clean, that's wear clean undies.
Yeah, wear clean. Bernie says wear clean undies. I think that's a good mechanic in the way that Eric describes it, though. Like, make sure that you don't get, like, you know, yourself infected, because that would be the worst thing in a disaster is to get an infection. You know what I mean? Like, it's a whole, like zombie apocalypse, worst case scenario where you catch an infection from a cut or something. You know, that's what that's about. If that's what that's about, that's an interesting take, and I wouldn't mind it. I would not mind that at all. People will be able to choose how they respond to other survivors, and there's some screenshots. And I, when they first did it, when they didn't show the character models, I thought it was like full motion video, but it's not. It's gorgeous game. Like, it looks really fucking good. I'm interested. I'm totally interested.
Yes, I am too. I want to know more about this game.
Yeah. Well, hopefully we'll get news in the coming weeks.
Well, you won't be able to play on your Xbox because it's not coming out there.
See, that's why you need a PlayStation 5 when it comes out.
Or a Switch.
Yeah. No, get a PlayStation 5, man, because then you'll be able to play PS4.
Yeah, but if you get a Switch, you can play Zelda.
Yeah, that's true, too. You can play Zelda. That's a big plus. Get them both. How about that? Like,
I'm not getting anything just to spite Eric.
All right. Poor Eric. All right, Eric. Do the next story.
It's all his fault. I'm not gaming. Wait a
Freak 5 says there were WoW quests where you got covered in a scent that gave you a debuff that you would remove if you went into water. Yeah, that's cool too. That's cool. All right, Eric.
I don't know if I played that quest or not. That does sound like there's been similar things. And WoW's crazy. Like there,
you play that in real life, Breakman.
Well, there was like a Halloween quest where there was a, like ghost burning buildings, and you know, trying to like put the fires out and stuff like that. Like, wow, there was just so much shit going on in WoW.
Yeah, there's always shit going on in WoW, even now, man. All right, Eric.
So, anyways, this is Dragonstar Varnir is coming to Steam in September. So no real date, I guess. Whenever Valve approves it. Which might be tricky, considering Valve's been doing a lot of fuckery lately.
I know, man. Cool. I mean,
lately.
Yeah, everybody's against like scantily clad women and nudity and scantily clad men. How come when there's a game that comes
out, which is weird, because like I think the game did get approved, but I guess it's not ready yet. But it's gonna have. Like less censorship than the PS4 version does.
No, that's.
Let me ask you this: how come those same people that throw a fit about this never throw a fit about like Conan games?
I agree.
When they do, it's like about the blood or something. There's too much gore. It's not about a
break.
You know, there's a guy in the tiniest little loincloth ever. Like
Breakman, I was just about ready to make that exact point. There's never any outrage when there's a scantily clad guy in a game, but the minute that they show a scantily clad chick, it becomes like, you know, the worst problem known to mankind in this country anyways. It's the weirdest fucking thing. You go to Europe and you can see like statues fully nude, and I mean, it's just it's a part of culture over there. Like,
but I mean, that's weird because we have that here too. Like, we have naked statues and in art museums.
I had to poke the publisher, the PR person for this game, because I didn't get it automatically like I do every other IFI game.
Yeah.
So they had to ask which version I wanted. It's like, why? Because I know the Steam version's not out yet.
Well, maybe they wanted to give you a pre-code for the Steam version, Eric.
Yeah, I don't want a beta code.
Yeah. So, no, I agree with that. I agree with that. You know,
I'll probably ask again once.
You know what the problem
launches.
Is, Breakman, with the whole nudity in society thing between the United States and other countries? Other countries, they kind of celebrate the human body. Like they're open to, like, you know, celebrating the way other people look. And if you look at a lot of the art and statues in other countries, like that was a way that people express themselves. So sometimes you'd see. Like, all the Greek sculptures aren't perfect, right? They have a lot of sculptures that depict, like, you know, like a little bit of fat around the waist and stuff like that. And that was the way that they got humor across. Like, that, you know, not everybody is perfect, in other words, you know. And that's, like, it's a thing to be celebrated in other countries, but this country, it's, like, totally frowned upon. And I never understand it, because we can send through a video game that you can blow somebody's brains out in within like a foot, but you can't see a nipple. And it's like, why? Like, why? Like, you know, I mean, seriously, why is it censored so bad? Sex is censored so bad in video games here, but yet we can show the most goriest, gruesome, you know, chainsaw deaths in Gears of War with no problem whatsoever at all. And it's the weirdest thing. I never understood it. Freak 5 says there were a lot of poop quests in WoW. One quest.
I think that's the real reason he remembered all this stuff, because it was weird shit.
Yeah, one quest had you collect fresh poop from some animal, and when you turned it in, your reward were cherries that were picked out of the poop. Oh, that's wonderful. That's really good. None of his characters ever ate those berries. I'm sure if your characters were hungry and they were in a desert, they'd eat that shit. They let you breathe underwater. Bernie says, would you eat them, freak? There was another where a dog ate a key. You had
Wait, I don't want to get diphtheria.
Oh, dear Lord, it's a virtual thing.
I was going to say, it's a game. I'm pretty sure you're not going to get sick.
I don't want my character getting it either.
Well,
no, I'm saying I'm pretty sure your character's not going to get sick.
Well, that could be a mechanic, though. That might be one of the things. Like, these things let you breathe underwater, but you have a chance of getting diphtheria or some stupid thing. There was another where a dog ate a key. You had to follow around the dog until it pooped. Let's see. Another question.
Just imagining a status ailment with damage over time, extreme vomiting.
Yeah, or extreme diarrhea or something.
Yeah, I know. Explosive diarrhea.
Yeah.
Lose 5 hit points per second.
Oh my God, that'd be awful. You'd be dead in no time for sure. Another quest, a dwarf was in an outhouse and you had to bring him some cloth for toilet paper. That's about it.
Man, why are you helping dwarfs anyway?
Oh, that's right.
You questioned my horde status. What's going on, man?
Horde and what's the other faction in World of Warcraft? I never really played it.
There is no other faction. It's just the horde.
Oh, it's just the horde. Ooh, those sound like fighting.
That other faction doesn't. Yeah, they don't exist.
Yeah. What's the name of the other faction that doesn't exist, Breakman?
What are they? I forget. The Alliance, maybe?
The Alliance, yeah. I think that's what it is. I think there was at least one poop quest, and he eats expensive. For the Horde, Freak says. So there you go. Alliance.
Yeah, yeah. Alliance, yeah.
All right. Next.
No, they don't matter, so I don't really care that much. Yeah. It's for the Horde. Although I do admit to trying like at least every character out just to see what they were like and stuff. So of the characters I played, the only Alliance character I actually did like was a dwarf. Dwarf is fun.
Okay.
Before the Horde, I mean.
Yeah, I mean that goes without saying. Always pick the bad guys, right? I mean, that's
hey, no, not the bad guys. That's a gross.
Wait a minute.
Misinterpretation. They're from another dimension, just trying to live, to find a home and stuff like that. And they're just, you know, they just can't get along with those.
You can't even bring yourself to say it, man. You can't. They're at least you acknowledge them as people. That's pretty good.
Well, they're, let me see. They got dwarves, people, elves.
Yeah.
What was that? They're like giant cows, people. I forget what
Freak Five says he once made a gnome. Named Naked Gnome, and he leveled him with no gear on that showed up on his character except a weapon. Oh, that's wow, that's awesome.
Torin, thank you. Yeah, the cow people. Yeah, the damn gnomes are a pain in the ass in multiplayer games. Like they got target that little bastard. I'm like, God damn it, you fucker.
The fast, huh? Fast little fuckers, huh?
Yeah.
All right, break. Next story, please, break.
I'd like to run in there with my undead tank. No.
Undead tank. All right, undead tank. Next story.
Forsaken. Mm-hmm. Coming to us live from Silicon Era, Alpha Protocol delisted from Steam due to music rights issue.
It's not like anybody was playing Alpha Protocol anyways, but anyways, continue on, man.
Yeah, let's see here. One of Sega's games is no longer able to be purchased from Steam. You just said that. Skipping ahead. Now, I don't want a description of the game. I just want to know why. What was the song? It was known for its customization RPG elements, which allowed you to choose Thornton's background and perks, and also a dialogue stance system, and let him have certain stances when interacting with responding to NPCs. And there's still no, like, what was the song?
Yeah, they didn't say. Huh. They didn't say. Well, I guess all the music that was in that game, because it did say the music expiring, due to the rights to the music expiring. So maybe it was all of it. Maybe they had like kind of an exclusive deal for a few years and it just ran out, which is odd. Why wouldn't they renew that? Maybe they're just not making any money on Alpha Protocol and said fuck it, you know? whatever. Who cares?
I'm glad I bought mine years ago. I just have yet to play it.
Yeah. Yeah, well, at least you have it, man. That's a good thing. All right, last story of the day for everybody. It comes to us from Siliconera. Devil May Cry for Switch launches in North America and Europe on June 25th, 2019. It will be available as a digital-only title via the Nintendo eShop. It's priced at $19.99. That's a fair price, I would say. It requires 9.2 gig of free space. That's not too bad. Language options, it supports Japanese, English, Spanish, French, German, Italian, and Chinese. So there you go. That's really cool. And there's some screenshots, which they didn't list, but that's a cool little bit of news. Devil May Cry, the first one. I kind of wish it was like a little bit cheaper than $20, because Devil May Cry came out in what, like 2000, somewhere around there, 2003. I don't know.
But, I think it's 2002.
Yeah, yeah. So, but I mean, $20. I guess. I guess we'll deal with that. So that is the news. Let's move on to...
I don't think so.
Homie, don't play that.
Homie discounts. There's a flash sale on the PSN. Nothing of note on the Xbox. And nothing of note on Nintendo. I did check all three sites. The PlayStation Store, all of their sales seem to be like a $10 and under sale. The only thing of note that I remember off the top of my head was Sleeping Dogs was like $5. I believe Until Dawn was $5. They've got quite a bit of the usual stuff, but anything under $10. So there you go. Dungeon Buster's in chat. He says he still has his Alpha Protocol copy.
And he's currently hiding from the Sega police. I don't know exactly who the Sega police are.
Oh, so like, Dungeon Buster was the one that caused that whole thing. I see how it works.
I mean, like, who do they send after you? Do they send like the Virtual Fighters after you or something, or like the Sonic come to your door like, hey, yeah, Knuckles into the back, you want to do this the easy way or the hard way?
Exactly. Freak Five says you missed
the easy way is throwing yourself down the stairs.
Yeah, Freak Five said we missed the story. Blame Eric for that. He says Harry Potter.
I intentionally avoided that story because fuck Harry Potter and Warner Brothers games.
Wizards Unite was released yesterday. Dungeon says, if that happens, I'll do Alpha Protocol Stealth and hide in a bright room because my stealth skill is leveled up. Yeah, that's the way it works, Dungeon. Like, no matter how bright the room is, as long as your stealth is all the way up, you're good to go, man. That's how that shit works. All right, like I said, flash sale on PSN, Xbox, not much, and Nintendo hardly ever has anything on sale. Okay, let's move on to one of everybody's favorite segments. It's Dear Breakman time. Breakman, do we have anything on Twitter?
Oh my God, we do.
All right, this sounds good. This sounds promising. And by the way, you know why your segment takes a little long, Breakman? Like your opening, your intro, because like, you know, it gives you time to scramble to pull everything up. You know, so
that's I do appreciate that. And the reason I'm giggling is this one I read last week, and we just didn't have enough time to get to it.
Okay.
Like I said last week, we did not get to the good questions.
So everybody else that we talked about last week, you're insulting, but that's okay.
We talked about this earlier in the show. You're supposed to insult your fans and give silent.
That's right. So silent treatment and insulting fans. That's the way to
right.
do it. All right.
Yeah. Yeah. We're on the same page. Yeah. So this one comes to us from Glitterina 723.
All right.
Harpy Grinders. God, I love this question. I've seen some of my heterosexual friends turn gay just because the dude they adored and had children from didn't love them back.
Then they're not heterosexual.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, we'll get to that, but what's the question?
Can I finish it? That confuses...
You can't just turn gay.
Okay, Eric, wait till we finish the question, man.
Finish the question.
Let's finish the question. All right, go ahead.
Let me start over. Okay. I've seen some of my heterosexual friends turn gay just because the dude they adored and had children from didn't love them back. That confuses the shit out of me since I thought gay people are born that way. Can you shed some light on that, Dear Breakman?
Yeah, this is
well, I mean, the first and most obvious question is, why are you churning your straight friends gay?
All right, I like that, break, man. I like that a lot, but what Eric said is correct. Like, if you were...
Yeah, they're queer or pan or, you know, a combination of things. Yeah, plus, yeah. Like, then you have to take their gender account. Like, yeah. Should they even be considered based on their gender?
Yeah, these are interesting.
Well, like, you have to consider other things. Like, there are people in jail that have sex with another who aren't gay.
Well,
but it's kind of like,
yeah,
it's what's the term, gay for the stay or something?
Gay, yeah, yeah, I've heard that
something
term
like
before.
That. Like they've, like they're, you know, they're just kind of,
but I think there's a
sexually repressed. They need to get off, and they right. have no other options. Basically,
well, there's always an option. The hand is always an
but,
option.
But I could imagine in something like this, like they probably like they're probably angry at men. Maybe, yeah,
it could be.
I'm just saying, there's lots of permutations of sexuality. So
I agree with that as well.
It's probably wrong to assume that straight people are 100% straight.
Yeah, I don't know, Eric. That's. I don't know if that's debatable or not. I'm definitely heterosexual, and I've never like had a desire to be with another man. But
you seem right. really defensive about this, Frank.
No, how dare you? How dare you, Blake, man?
Hey, maybe you have found the right one, but you could, you know,
Eric, you hit the nail on the head though. Like, everybody's different. You know what I mean? Like, there's all there's a vast array, which is I think it's appropriate that. The LGBTQ community
Hold on, the Eric. Reason can I finish my point? That many letters Eric. Is because they couldn't fit all of them in there.
Eric, let me finish my point, dude. I think the reason that the LGBT, I think it's a very apt thing that the LGBTQ community has a rainbow for its you know, kind of like logo. For lack of a better term, that's its flag, you know, like there's so many things in between being, you know, gay, straight, bisexual, asexual, pansexual, you know, queer.
Okay. So
transsexual.
Let me, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt.
No, that's okay. No.
No, there's also demisexual.
Right. There's people that even enjoy having sex with cars, if you can believe that. I don't know what they call that, but that's a thing.
Wrong.
That's a kink.
Wrong. Yeah, kink.
Hey, you shouldn't be kink shaming, Break. How dare you?
See, Freak Five.
Having sex with a car is wrong.
Well,
I wouldn't consider it wrong. I would consider it like maybe we should like get the task with this person and see if isn't actually a problem going on.
It's only wrong if the tailpipe is overheated. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, that would all cause problems.
Freak Five says they were probably bi, interested in both, but not willing to act on their same sex attractions until they got sick of men's shit. That's a good point too. Don't kink shame Freak. How dare you, Freak Five? You're exiled, you son of a bitch. How dare you? God damn it. Freak Five's in rare form today, I can see. Let's see.
The Freak is now my hero.
Breakman, you know what? You're ahead in exiles today, you son of a bitch. You got two exiles today. We should make that a thing, who gets the most exiles. And you're ahead, Break. How does that make you feel? You're ahead of the game on exiles. All right, Breakman, what else we got, man? I hope that answered your question, Glitter.
No, two more questions. Like, well, for one thing, we need video proof of this.
Of what particular part, though?
He's thinking.
And we also
the
need numbers, like how many people, how many women turned,
women and how
pictures, videos. Like we need all this stuff.
Is there?
It's wrong to say that they went from one to another. It's more like they're. Rediscovered thing about themselves.
That's right, discovery. But I was gonna. I was
or
gonna
maybe
say,
they discovered that men are dicks and they were tired of dicks.
Well, you know what I was gonna say, Break, man.
Well, they've always liked women, but like they're tired of like men.
And
so they're moving on.
Also, Also, to add on to what Breakman said, can we have a hot or not scale too, like on a scale of 1 to 10? That's what I'm mostly interested in.
I was afraid I would get in trouble for that one. I'm glad you said it.
Yeah, thank Freak you. Five says Freak Five says the same thing. He don't care if they're below 5 on that scale. That's what he said in chat. Like,
we need proof.
We need video proof that they have started having lesbian sex as long as they're above a 5 on that scale. That's exactly what Freak Five said. Not really. I made that up. But anyways. All right. What else we got, Break?
Okay. Let me see here. This is coming from Bernie responding with, you're getting the boys good ones, Twinsy. Yes. Yes, you are. And she also gave us a little bit more detail. Glitterina did. Those are two close family friends from a while back. Their mother was also once heterosexual, turned gay. What the fuck, right?
There's
so
no.
This was two sisters that turned gay?
Or
more? Was it more? See, this is why we need numbers and video proof.
Video and pictures, please.
Yes.
We I mean, to further assess the situation, we really yeah. need to know what's going on.
To
know?
Give our extra opinion.
I don't think it's something that we need to know. So,
you know, welcome Eric, the voice of reason, to the show. He's,
yeah, you're exiled, Eric. Get out of here.
Eric's exiled. No, I would never exile.
You're ruining my fun.
Are they twin sisters, Freak Five says? That would be even hotter, man. Yeah, for sure.
Oh, my God, Freak.
Yeah.
I bow to your glory.
Yeah. All right, what else we got, Break?
I'm sorry.
He's busy in his twin sister fantasy right there. That's what's going on there.
Can you blame me? This one comes from Bernie. If your wife partner cooks you a special meal and you don't particularly like it, do you pick it apart and eat only what you like, or do you suck it up and eat everything not to hurt her feelings?
I got a third option. I don't eat shit. I go out to eat and eat something good. That's what I do. I don't know about you guys.
I actually have another question to add to that.
All right, what's your question?
They know if your significant other knows you don't like something and they still make it for you and expect you to eat it.
Well, that's called
no. Like, what the fuck?
That's called.
What are you, my mom?
Yeah, that's called spite.
Yeah, exactly.
Breakman.
I'm not gonna eat these Brussels sprouts. I hate Brussels sprouts.
Breakman. That's called
tummy aches.
Break. That's called spite, and that's when you know you need a divorce. That's what that is. All right, so that answers your question. What an asshole, Frank. Are you saying that Bernie's cooking his shit? No, I'm saying if I don't want
to
fucking
eat. He's trying to sabotage your relationship three so he can take her.
That's probably what it is, man. Freak Five, I mean, there's a reason why Freak Five is Freak Five. I mean, you know. But no, I mean, I think it's better to be honest and say, I don't fucking like this. I mean, I'm sorry. I don't mean to hurt your feelings, but I don't like it. I can't eat it. Like, in other words, if Bernie decided to get a wild hair up her ass and make me fucking liver and onions.
Well, but, like, if you're making food for someone, I think it's only proper you test it yourself first.
Well, no. What? No, that's
not
true.
Wild hair up the ass itch?
No. Look, check this out. If Bernie decides, we discussed on the show like our worst foods ever, right? And I'm saying, I don't care if Bernie was a 5-star chef and fucking made me like, I don't know, like creme brulee of liver, and it was like the greatest thing that everybody thought was the greatest thing ever. I would fucking throw it in the trash and I'd go out to eat because I can't stand liver. So that's what I'm saying.
Yeah, and then we figure out how to improve your cooking. So it's.
How dare you, Eric? I don't care how you cook liver. I just can't eat it. It's the taste of it is disgusting to me. It puts me off, and I don't like it. So I'm saying, if somebody makes me liver, I don't care if it's Bernie or my mom.
So even if we put wheat on it, you wouldn't take it?
I don't care if it hurts anybody's feelings. If somebody made me liver, I would be like, I can't eat it. I'm sorry, and I would.
Also, about in generalities, like if they make something that you just don't like.
What do you mean? Like liver? I can't eat anywhere. I've tried.
You've never had before. But you eat it, and then you evaluate your cooking. And you say this isn't good.
I'm sure. Like if Bernie presented a plate of beautiful liver and onions that was like she looked online and Gordon Ramsay fucking taught. Hold on, Eric. I'm sure if Gordon Ramsay himself taught Bernie how to make liver and onions and presented it on a beautiful plate. And put on like the best garnish and made it look super appealing and all that type of shit, I would still be like, you know what? It looks great. It smells decent, I guess, but I can't bring myself to fucking eat it. So Why do it? Dungeon says, sometimes you have to take the hit for the greater good. And that is not true, Dungeon. That is not true in the case of liver, Dungeon. I'm telling you right now, Dungeon, if I ever go to your house and you serve me liver, I'm immediately giving you a -5 to charisma. Just because.
I've had Brussels. Brussels are okay.
Brussels sprouts good. I like Brussels sprouts. So how dare you? Brussels sprouts are good.
Especially when you like spritz some of like the good oils and stuff.
Yeah. Freak Five says, when we adopted the kids, I decided to eat everything that Mrs. Freak served to the kids to make good impression, even if I didn't like it. In the 10 years since, I have only told her if she made it again, I wasn't eating it again.
God, quit being a. Jesus.
Exactly.
Like, that's Mr. Nice Guy and great example to the kids. Like, get over yourself.
That was Brussels sprouts are fucking good, man. I love Brussels sprouts, man. I like them. I like them a lot. Of course, I like.
Yeah, I'm with Westchester. I don't mind Brussels sprouts. They're not like something like, oh, Brussels sprouts. Like, I run out of my way to get them. But, like, if somebody puts them on a plate, I'm not going to, like, oh, God.
Yeah,
Brussels
see,
sprouts.
Like, about the. About
so, what. So, normally, like, like liver and onions, they give you +3 to constitution, but yes, Frank, -3.
Yeah, -5 to constitution, Dungeon. That was the trait I was looking for, Eric. Thanks for that. All right. What else?
Dungeon Bus says, I don't mind Brussels sprouts, but if I had a choice between those and something better.
Duh. If I had a choice between anything and something better, I think I'd take something better, Dungeon, of course. Oh, man, that's funny. All right, what else we got, Breakman?
I will say that people have made stuff for me in the past who didn't know, like I didn't like something, and yeah, I'll eat it.
Dungeon
if they don't know that I didn't like it, yeah, I'll try, you know.
Dungeon says liver is Frank's secret boss weakness. Yeah, that and fucking sour cream, Dungeon. Those two things I cannot do at all.
If we made the RP Grinders RPG, it'd be like Persona, and that'd be like your Persona's weakness, liver.
Liver and sour cream. What did I tell Bernie the other day? I told Bernie, I was like, you know, the worst thing for me ever is if somebody made like a plate of liver and onions and put a big dollop of sour cream on it. I think I'd immediately throw up. Like it would make me literally like start instinctively like gagging. That's how bad it is. But anyways, we're going to be talking about
like the sour cream, or does it like not go good with the liver at all?
Sour cream doesn't go good with anything, and nobody should ever eat that nonsense. No. Get out of here, Bernie. You're exiled.
I like sour cream. It's okay.
Ugh. I am with Frank.
God, those are disgusting foods.
Sour
man.
Cream is disgusting.
How does anybody eat that? Who thought of that shit at the beginning? The first person to ever eat sour cream. Oh,
it
look.
Makes eating potatoes easier for me.
Oh, look.
No,
I made.
But why is it like a mainstay for tacos?
I know.
Like you want sour cream on. No.
Nobody.
I want to eat my taco and enjoy it.
Nobody in Mexico eats fucking sour cream. That's like a new thing, man. Back in the day, like that was unheard of. Nobody eats that shit in Mexico.
Yeah, tomorrow I'm going to be eating tortillas with just chicken fajitas.
Yeah, fuck that sour cream nonsense, man. Ugh. All right. What else we got, Breakman?
Okay. Scrolling up, let me see here. There was a every writer asked for a link to our show, and let me see here. He was on here last week. I missed most of the show, sorry.
Yeah,
but he was a new listener, and I appreciate every new listener, and it's just at every writer. Wow. You've had that for a while then, I'm guessing. On Twitter, he said, hey, I enjoyed it. I've been a gamer since 1980. 2600, I was 5. I have 15 systems, including a Virtual Boy, so it was fun to listen to. I hadn't read that much about E3. I have a brain-melting Virtual Boy, too.
Yeah, and where is every writer this week? Damn it.
I get the Virtual Boy out every, like, really extreme once in a while, like, oh yeah, like, oh, the Virtual Boy is good games, and it's like, oh, I can't, put it away, oh,
exactly.
Fuck me.
I don't know if I mentioned Tade's in chat, T-E-Y-Y-D. Welcome back, Tade.
Is Taint in there, too?
Well, what Taint. Virtual Boy games do you have?
Taint is Taint in chat.
I have Tennis, everybody has Tennis, Wario Land.
You still play that archaic system?
No, not really. Every time I get it out, it's like.
Let me ask you this question, guys. I already know what Eric is going to say, but I'll ask the question anyways, real quickly. If you play regular Nintendo games, right, and you go to modern games, is it hard for you to go back to, like, regular Nintendo shit, like, with all the glitchiness and, like, the freeze frame stuff and all
that? Not really, but it does make the experience less appealing.
See, that's what I'm saying. It's really hard for me to play those games now. Like, I can't go back to a lot of those games because of all the bullshit that you had to deal with back in the day, you know? I know that there's different versions and all that type of shit.
Did anybody play Red Alarm or Teleroboxer on the Virtual Boy?
I don't remember that one.
I played Red Alarm, but I did not own it.
Yeah.
I never played a boxing game.
Let me get to chat here.
I own, like, one or two more games. I can't think of what they are.
Mario Clash?
Yes.
Dr. Mario
Clash. That's the other one. You're right.
Did you play the, like, the Jack Brothers game or the...
No, I never played that.
Or the Bomberman puzzle game. I think that's what it was.
I don't know if I played that or not.
Dungeon says...
Panic Bomber is what I think it was called. Mm.
Dungeon...
No, wait. No, maybe I did. Mm. Shit, I don't...
You guys were rich, man. I never had a Virtual Boy.
Dude, the Virtual Boy was Hong Kong.
I never had one.
For us after it failed heavily. Yeah. Like, they discounted the shit out of it.
Yeah.
I got it when I was in college.
I jumped on that when I was a kid, and I never did.
Yeah,
I jumped on them because they're like, here, we've got a ton of them. We're getting rid of them. They're like dirt fucking cheap.
Yeah. Dungeon says, I can imagine Futaba from Persona 5 saying after analyzing Frank, he's weak to sour cream and liver. If you have any, now's the time to use them. Yeah, you son of a bitch. And then Freak 5 says, sour cream and liver will be my special villain attack in the RP Grinders RPG. Oh, God, man. That's like my bane. Those two things are like the worst food I have ever had the displeasure of tasting. They're so gross. Let's see. Dungeon says, Virtual Boy Tennis felt so weird to my eyes when I play it. Yeah. Frank talking about archaic systems when his girlfriend is having sex with an you're exiled, you son of a bitch. I've been playing Super Mario Brothers 1 a lot on the NES Classic and switch back and forth between that. And I'm not talking about Super Mario Brothers. Anybody can go back to Super Mario Brothers 1 and appreciate it. Even kids nowadays can play that game. I'm talking about, like, you know, more nuanced regular Nintendo games. Like, I don't know, maybe like Kid Icarus or you know, Ninja Gaiden or
goddamn, those are brutal fucking games.
They're
dude.
Brutal as fuck, and they're hard to play when you have like freeze frame shit and glitchiness, and your character sometimes disappears. And fuck that, man. Did Break play Bionic Commando Mega Migraine behind my eyes on the Virtual Boy? That's what Dungeon's asking you, Break. Did you ever play?
I think
it was a joke. He elaborated.
Yeah, yeah. Frank's the oldest man alive. That's true. Freak Five. Dungeons and I can't stand sour cream either. I was joking, by the way. Okay, all right, I get it. I didn't
see the thing. Like, the Virtual Boy games were fun. Like, I had a lot of fun with the Wario game, but I can only play it for so long. Like, it's one of those games I never finished because, you play it for like 15 minutes, and then it really does give you this painful headache.
Yeah.
Unless you, you could play the emulator, and you won't have to deal with that shit.
What do they call it? The Virtual Boy? Virtual Boy, where the headaches definitely aren't virtual. Anyways.
Yeah.
All right. Let's – any more
– I'm getting a headache just thinking about it. Yeah. Oh, God.
Any more Deer Break, Ben?
Sorry. Back to Twitter. Also, every writer says you should promote it a little more on Twitter. Oh, sorry. Are you doing the live-in?
Yeah, I
get the hint. I'll promote it better.
Yeah, how dare you, Breakman? I blame Breakman. Just blame Breakman for everything. That's it gets us far if we just blame each other. All right, what else you got, Break?
And then you responded to him, had eaten edit. Yeah, also roll some joints. Usually I catch the end. Also roll some joints. I usually catch the end is what you said.
Oh, yeah, they was talking
Break
about
– responding, eat everything.
Yeah. No, I was talking about, like, they have, like, in lieu of Joe Bob Briggs doing his show, like, it's off-season right now. There's a thing called, like the live-in never dies instead of the last drive-in, and they do two movies back-to-back, and you watch them. It's a fun time, but I can only catch the
– drive-ins.
Yeah. Yeah, they still have one here, so that's cool. But, yeah, you can watch movies with a bunch of like-minded people. It's horror movies, and it's really fun. But anyways, what else we got, man?
Oh, so basically it's like a crowd laughing at the most gory parts.
Yeah,
supposedly.
Yeah, yeah.
Like a normal crowd where you, like, you see, like, the previews for, like, what are those, like, the paranormal what are those video camera movies, the paranormal...
Oh, like the found footage films?
Yeah, found footage films. Like, you see, they show video of the audience, like, freaking out and scared, whereas, you know, if you go with a group of friends, it's like, oh, shit!
Yeah, exactly. It's a fun time. It's just a bunch of people watching the same movies. It's sort of like when we used to have movie night. You guys remember that? Like, when we had movie night and we, you know, get a bunch of people to watch the movie until fucking MXT ruined it all and with the Power Rangers. I can't believe I actually fucking lost my account over Power Rangers. How fucked up is that? But anyways. All right.
No, at least it could have been a better movie.
I know, Jesus. Man. Actually, you know, it was Power Rangers that caused it, but the thing that did it is the next week we played The Crow, which is one of my favorite movies, if not my favorite movie of all time. And we were in the middle of watching The Crow, and then all of a sudden, nothing. I was like, God damn it. And then I found out that Power Rangers caused the demise of, you know, Grindr Movie Night. That fucking
damn song. Yeah. Power Rangers.
I blame MXT, man. MXT brought bad luck to movie night on Grinders. But anyways, what else we got?
I mean, I guess it's kind of a good thing because then he would have probably made us watch like No Holds Barred and Rated Rumble and all those other.
Oh
like,
God, over movies. The top. We were it would have been awful. But anyways, what else we got, Drake?
This comes from also Freak 5 Chaos. I am at one of your favorite events, Break Man, a wedding. You didn't say that. I did.
No. Dungeon says, one of the things I first thought of when I tried a virtual boy for the first time was when I could get the mission to stop Sarah Connor. Yeah. Stop Sarah Connor. Jesus Christ, Dungeon. You're bringing back bad
in,
memories.
Because it's all in red and black, like the original Terminator movie.
Yeah, yeah. All right, anything else?
Yeah, like they chose this weird graphic style for the virtual boy, like all red and black graphics. I don't know if that was what caused the headaches or not.
I'm guessing that would have been a prime contender for headaches, red and black, like virtual, like 3D red and black.
Two very garish colors.
Yeah, yeah. I'm guessing that would have been a big, big problem with it. All right.
Anyway, he continues. I will let you know if it has an open bar to reception. Probably is. Two of Mrs. Freak's co-workers are getting married, and those are respiratory therapists like to drink.
I thought he said breastpatory. I would have been like,
respiratory therapists like to drink. There are cowbells on the tables in the reception area, and not a Catholic wedding. Starts at 4:30, bar opens at 5, so not a long event. Beer is free and not a good selection of beer, but it is tolerable. It's free beer.
Oh, God. The other day, what was it, a couple weeks ago, I drank like 8 beers and I thought I was going to die the next day, man. Like, oh, God. Man, alcohol and me just don't mix, man. I prefer weed. No hangover, for sure. All right. What else?
He also sends me a link. I think the Florida man heard about Breakman's friend in Ohio and thought, hold my meth pipe.
What was it a link to, man?
This comes to us from loading, spinning. Why are you taking so goddamn long to load, Link? Seriously? Mm. I'll just go read the headline of the link. It says, Ohio man arrested for having sex with inflatable raft.
That's all we need to know, man. Dungeon asks if you still have your virtual boy, Breakman. And also he says cowbells. So I don't know if you got your
My virtual boy's in a bent rubber bin somewhere. Yes, I have it.
What about cowbell? Is your cowbell in the rubber bin?
It's around here somewhere. I gotta reach around the table to get to it and stuff.
There you go. There you go. That, you know, that sounds kind of like a weak cowbell, man. Do you have like something that you could ting on the side of it so that way maybe we could get that, you know.
Ting it on the side of it?
Yeah, like you know, ting, 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 you know, like the cowbell thing. Yeah, there you go. There you go. I like that. All right. Says he fucks pool toys so he doesn't rape women. Wow.
Oh, well, that's considerate of him.
That is very considerate. We should actually let him fuck the raft some more. I wonder if he's ever seen Creepshow 2. Have you ever seen that the raft, that segment on Creepshow 2? It's the best. Anyways, in the story, he was caught with a bag full of deflated pool toys, and he took the police to an empty house full of 75 blown-up toys. God, that dude has more issues than wanting to fuck pool toys, Freak 5. Dunn says, Brake suddenly summons Christopher Walken with the power of cowbell. Yep, so there you go. All right, anything else? break.
Yes, we're definitely not done yet. Because we're still cat. Well, this actually happened this week, so I think we're caught up with that. He said happy Father's Day break, and he sent me a box of tissues wadded up. Yeah.
Did you wonder what was in those tissues, break man? That's the big question.
My family. anyway, Bernie responds with, "Wow, that's the sweetest thing ever."
Yes, it is. Bernie was very sympathetic to that cause. All right, what else?
Freak also says, "You guys, there's a Twitter bot that only tweets out Wikipedia entry titles that can be sung to the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles theme song, and I thought you should know about it." Listen, list of Irish film directors. Oh my, what the hell has happened to this world?
I think there's hope for humanity, actually, in that break, man. If you can turn everything, any Wikipedia entry, into the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle song, I think that's a win for sure. So, I don't know. That's my opinion.
Okay, maybe you're right, I guess. There is only one other thing on here, and it was just sent to us earlier today from Free Podcast. Tropical Storm, Dick Touched the Water. Download song here.
What? Oh my goodness, what the hell?
A music video about poop today, and the dick, I guess the dick's hitting the water when you guys sit down in the shit.
Oh, yeah, see, Freak 5 never has that problem. That's why he has to compensate with stories like that. So, yeah, no, I can understand that, Freak 5. Well, I can't personally understand that, Freak 5, but you know what I'm saying. I'm sympathetic to your, you know, condition. Let's say. Anything else, Breakman?
No, that's it. Yeah, damn, that dude who stole all the pull toys had 75. He had a little harem of pull toys.
A harem. I like how you
named,
like,
them all too. Like, this is Betty. Oh, that's Sarah. That's Jill. She's jealous.
What if he had both men and women? That'd be okay too, right? Like Bill and Sarah and maybe James in there, and you know, whatever else. Whatever else totes your boat, man, you know? All right.
Oh, so that's totes. Is don't talk to totes. Just
not all righty. So that's it.
I mean, when you got 75, there's a lot of names. So
yeah. I mean, you got to come up with a bunch of names, man, for sure. All right. Anything else, break? Or we?
No, that's it.
All right. Let's move on to.
Inquiring minds want to know.
Inquiring minds want to know what Breakman has been playing. So, Breakman, take it away.
I've just been playing the Borderlands pre-sequel. Just the DLC. There's a what do you call those? Just a tournament thing. Just rounds of fighting enemies over and over to get better weapons, stuff like that. So that's really all I've done this week.
Like Horde mode or whatever.
Yeah. It's like a Horde mode.
Yeah. All right.
That's all.
At least you got a little gaming in this week, man. That's good to hear, man. All right, Eric, what did you?
Yeah, but like all that stuff, and I didn't get one fucking good goddamn weapon out of it. Any of it.
That's how those loot shooters go, man. Sometimes you get really good shit all in a row, and sometimes you don't get shit.
That's, I know. I'm still running with the same guns I've had for a damn while now because it's awesome. But it's like I can't get anything else. I do like the one gun. The one gun talks when I shoot it.
Yeah. Well, there
but
you go.
It doesn't. It doesn't like hold a conversation with me. It just likes killing stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know. Hey, you got a gun's got to do what a gun's got
to
do.
I know. It likes to kill and it likes to tell me about killing.
Yeah. Freak 5 says he's been playing Friday the 13th, Wizards Unite, Super Mario Brothers, and a board game today. Good dog, bad zombie. So there you go. What have you been playing, Eric? Do we still have Eric?
Yeah.
Eric, are you on mute, dude, or did you have to leave? Or...
I thought I clicked the button. Whatever.
Okay. Oh, I think you're just tired of my shit. Oh, hi. Hey, what's up?
All right, what you been playing, Eric?
I've been playing more London Detective Mysteria. I'm nearing the end of that, the first route. I have had a lot of time to play with it. I'm probably just going to go on after this weekend, but other than that, I played more Legend of Heroes Trails Zero, and while I haven't got my Switch copy of Bloodstained, I like the game so much that I bought the PS4 version on PSN, but I got review code for the PC version, so I've been playing that one instead.
Yeah, Bloodstained looks phenomenal, man. I'm going to pick it up.
I'm going to have a review for all three of the versions I've played.
Yeah, Dungeon says he's been playing a lot of Bloodstained too. I want to know
how much can play the game, but I can't play it competently. So like this is the end of the line as far as games. My video card's a bottleneck, and I'm gonna need to get a new rig at some point.
That sucks, dude. His backer version arrived on Monday, which is wild. Bloodstained, how much is it normally? Like on the
$40.
It's $40 on the PlayStation? Jesus Christ. I'm going to wait for a sale then. I know it's worth $40, but obviously with my
situation, and that's like both retail and digital. So
yeah, I know. I'm $40 for that type of game.
I paid $60 for mine for my Switch version, which is only unfortunately 30 frames per second, but a game like that doesn't necessarily need me 60, but it would help.
Yeah. I want to pay that much, but my money situation right now is not one.
I wanted to get a Judgment, but I decided to buy another version of Bloodstained instead. Yeah.
Freak 5 says he was playing his mage drunk. Well, I mean, you know, when are you not drunk, Freak 5? And it took me the longest time to realize that it was my weapon talking to me.
Yeah, that I sort of had the same thing with the gun. Like, at this point, I hadn't heard a talking gun in any Borderlands game. But the gun's like, kill, kill, kill. I'm like, the fuck is saying kill?
Does it come through your controller?
Shit, it's the gun's talking.
Does that come through your controller break? Like, it would be really, like, eerie if, like, they made it to where, like, the gun was talking through your controller.
Right. All of a sudden, controller started talking to you. Like, oh my god! Help! It's possessed!
Exactly.
Grab a bat and beat it.
And some of those issues that Dungeon Bush was talking about the game are going to be patched soon.
Yeah, so. I confirmed my address only a few days earlier. I thought it was late, and then there was in the post on Monday. Bloodstained is so good, though. It's worth it. Igarashi did good. I heard nothing but great stuff, Dungeon.
Especially for as troubled as his development was. I mean, it wasn't Mighty Number 9 levels of bad, but it was still going through lots of bullshit. Yeah. So.
Freak 5 says, I am not drunk right now, which I call bullshit on. Dungeon says, it's a bit rough around the edges, but the issues don't do anything to keep it from being fun. I did hear, but like Eric said, it's easily going to be fixed soon with the patch. Do the Xbox controllers have a speaker in them too? That's a good question. I think they do.
No.
They don't. Okay.
They have rumble.
The PlayStation controllers can freak you out sometimes because there's some ambient noises that come from the controller sometimes that are just fantastic. I do like the PlayStation controller, I think, better than the rest. I think they're great.
That's cool.
Yeah. Let's see. They redid the graphics at literally the last minute to make
sense. Yeah, I think that's part of the reason why PC can't play the game as good as it was when I played the backer demo.
Yeah. The shard system is just insane.
I do like that they're listening to their fan base. I hope they're not listening to the loudest voices though. But
the game is both an amalgamation and a refinement and evolution of everything Iga's ever done since Aria of Sorrow.
Yeah, it looks really good. I've seen a little bit of video on it. It looks insane. It looks really cool. Dungeon says shard system is insane. It's like every monster has its own shard you can use. Freak 5 says when he was playing RE2, every time he unlocked a door with the key, the sound of the key turning in the lock would come.
I do have one complaint, though, and I hope that gets fixed, but the loading times on the PS4 are atrocious.
I would agree with that, and actually I wanted to talk about that. Let me tell you guys what I've been playing real quick. MPQ, I played Last of Us Left Behind, and I'm going to give it the same. I'll do a mini quick review of it. It's the same as Last of Us, only it's slightly harder in my opinion. But it does give you a good little kind of backstory of Ellie, which I thought was a nice little touch. And I believe people should play that to get that story because I think it's
kind of have no idea what the load times are on the Xbox One version.
I don't either, but the one thing I was going to talk about on Left Behind and Last of Us is the fact that the load times to like start the game are fucking atrocious. Yeah. Like you're waiting like 20 seconds for it to load up and it's like,
ouch, that's rough.
Yeah, it's crazy.
And it's weird, like the PS4 version is actually takes up more hard drive space than my PC version does.
That's really weird.
I prefer like the Halo approach where they load the entire level.
Yeah,
you know, yeah. In the load screen, and then you're not dealing with shit like that as you play it. When you unlock a door, it loads. Like, that sucks.
We talked a little bit about it, break last week, I believe. I think the time of load times are almost over. I think with solid state drives, we're never going to have to worry about load times very much ever again. I think that once that happens next generation, next console generation, I don't think we'll ever go back to have anything, you know, being like observably bad as far as load times go.
Can we get rid of lag too? I want lag.
Yeah, that'll take care of a lot of that too, because solid state drives kind of help.
Well, this is Sniper Elite V2, like really old though at this point. Yeah. So
the problem with that is data caps and stuff like that.
Data caps are always, that's a huge issue for sure. And I think next generation, I think you're going to see a lot of these companies, because I think gamers are kind of an underrated subset of people that use like data on you know, places like Comcast and Verizon and all those. I think you're going to start seeing unlimited data as being like a big thing within because a lot of people are just not going to have internet if that's what it takes, or they're going to look for alternatives because data caps suck. They really do. I've been burned for data caps for about 3 or 4 months. Remember when I was having those problems with my PlayStation? I had to re-download my games, and that would inevitably bring me over my fucking data cap. And I'm like, Jesus Christ, man. Like, you guys are, you know, charging like every 10 gigabytes was like $10 or something. And it ended up being like an extra 50, 60, mm-hmm. $70 a month. And it's like, God damn, I can't afford that. You know, it's ridiculous. I played Observer. I went back to Observer. I was having a really tough time because, like, Observer, I don't know what doesn't click with me with that game, but like, I think it's the color
palette. If you get a walkthrough, you can like just go to a place.
No, Eric, it has nothing to do with that. Let me explain. I'm definitely competent at that game. I know the mechanics. I know what to do. I mean, it's basically a walking simulator with a few game mechanics, and I love those type of games. But the problem with Observer is the color scheming and like kind of the graphical, you know, cybernetic kind of feel of that game. It's kind of got like a Blade Runner vibe to it. But the problem is like, it's really hard to distinguish like different things with all the different kind of scanners that you have. You have like a infrared type scanner that like does like biomasses, like, you know, blood and stuff like that. And then you have like a mechanical one, like an electronic one that change, and it, I don't know what it does to my eyes, but it just fucking sucks. So it's, you know, I don't know. I like the game quite a bit. I think I'm about halfway done, maybe a little over halfway done with it. And then all of a sudden it switches to this, you know, where you have to avoid this fucking monster all of a sudden. And I'm like, whoa.
I reviewed it with the Switch, and where I stopped before I wrote my review.
Yeah.
Because I think I was just about ready to leave the apartments.
Yeah, I'm still in the apartments. That's exactly where the point that I'm at. Actually, but it's I don't know. It's not a hard game. It's just the color palette kind of throws me off on it, I guess. I don't know. It's a good game. It's just I don't know. I'll have a review maybe next week for that. Dungeon says, I know that what part Frank is on the monster part monster. Was brutal. It actually is. It's like a whole dynamic change. Like it's just weird.
I kind of wish some of those like virtual segments weren't so goddamn long, because like they just have you walking for like
it's definitely
like minutes, and it's like they could have just, you know, sent me to the next location.
Yeah, it's interesting. I mean, I don't blame the game for that, because there's a lot of story in there that you know, you kind of need, but
it could have rushed through that a little bit better.
Yeah,
though.
Yeah, you're right. Frank hires people to mod games where the character uses a walker. How dare you, Freak Five? You're exiled, son of a bitch.
Well, that's just so you can relate to the character.
You son of a bitch, you're exiled.
He said it. I was just reading.
Yeah. Dungeon said, I wanted more case puzzles and interviews, talking to NPCs, no monster. I agree, Dungeon. Like, it was a complete, like, kind of shock to the system if you're playing that game. Like, there are shocks to that game, and there are mechanics that are really well done, but the monster chase is crazy. I don't even know what the fuck to do. I'm going to have to look at a walkthrough just to figure that out. But and I tried different things.
Pay a 10-year-old
to do it. Oh, fuck off, you son of a bitch. You're exiled again. I tried to do stealth, and that didn't work. I tried to fucking I don't even know what the fuck to do in that part, man. And I'll probably look at a walkthrough and like kick myself, but whatever. I started Bloodborne again. I'm gonna.
Don't you fucking hate that?
Yes.
When you're stuck on something and like, what the fuck am I doing wrong? And you look at a guide and you realize it was just some fucking small detail.
Yep.
Like, motherfucker.
Yep. It happens to me more times than not, Breakman. Yeah. I don't know what it is, man. Like that. I will try like every. You can ask Bernie. Like I will do. I do not look.
It doesn't help in a game like this where you need to look at something specific, but like the cursor for like letting you interact with something is so tiny that you can't notice it most of the time.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah. Dungeon says there are cool discoveries and creepy moments in Observer. I really didn't need that chase. Is that the only one, Dungeon? I hope it's the only one because, man, fuck that. Freak 5 says, I think I know why Frank needs a lawyer. It's so I can get rid of people like you, Freak 5. That's why I need a lawyer. Let's see. Bloodborne. I started Bloodborne again. I'm going to beat Bloodborne this time. Last time I played it on... And I didn't have a chance to beat it because there's some bullshit going on in my personal life. But I'm gonna beat that game. I'm gonna make it one of my bucket list things is to beat that game because I think it's so great. Another one,
and then Frank can watch me play through the new game plus and get the other endings.
Yeah,
and then I can get through the Chalice Dungeons.
yeah. There's no way I'm beating the Chalice Dungeons for sure. Cuphead. I also played Cuphead. You want to talk about a game you can throw your fucking controller at? It's Cuphead. Cuphead is insanely difficult. Breakman, you should get that game, man.
Should we call it Ragehead instead?
Yeah, they really should call it Ragehead because it is one of the. I mean, it's great and it gives you a sense of accomplishment when you actually beat a fucking level, but. Mm-hmm. It is so fucking hard, man. Like that game is crazy difficult, man. I love it. It's very, very pretty. And I'll continue playing it until I beat it, but holy shit is it hard, man. Wanna talk about hard game, Cuphead is fucking difficult, but I like the hand drawn animation for sure.
Now you could say that Batman and Robin, the Adventures of Batman and Robin for the Genesis was hard, but I think that game is just bullshit. It's not even hard.
Yeah, Cuphead isn't bullshit, but it's an elegantly designed game, but it really will test your patience. Freakfight says, I think I know what Frank needs a lawyer. He went to the park, tried to bring a 5-year-old with him to beat the part in the game he couldn't beat.
That I can imagine that not going well. Like, hey kid, hey, come here. Look,
Freak 5 is exiled.
I wonder what's harder, Cuphead or Contra Hardcore Uprising.
I would say Cuphead. I would say Cuphead, man.
Drive around the park with in a white van, like, and then you open the back and say, "Hey, look, kid, I got some candy. I need you to beat this level for me. I give you some candy." And
fuck
the
off.
Cop's like, "I don't know what beat this level means, but you're going to jail, Mister."
Freak 5 is exiled, and so is Breakman. So there you go. So if you're counting,
beat this level, that's a weird euphemism. I don't understand.
Maybe you should have said complete instead.
Yeah, complete this level. Complete this level. Jesus.
Hey, look, kid, do you want to play a video game?
You guys are awful, man. Dungeon says, I think so. Once you get past the chase, you should be okay. It just takes a while to get through the different areas while it's happening. God damn, that part sucks on it, man. Do you want to play it? Yeah, Freak 5, man. Freak 5. You know what? I think Breakman for the first time ever is going to end up with the most exiles on Grinders, man. I don't know how that works out, but anyways, all right. It is
maybe the monster is trying to tell us that we shouldn't be diving into the heads of dead people.
Maybe. All right, it's on to
RP Grinders reviews.
All right, Breakman, I didn't see anything for you. Do you have any reviews this week?
Mm-mm.
All right, Eric, Hunter x Hunter reboot. Go.
Yeah, I can't remember what year this reboot actually launched. I think it's 2015 or 2016, one of those years. But it is like I suggested, is a reboot of the original Hunter x Hunter anime. Because the thing with it is the manga is still ongoing, and because Togashi gets sick a lot, he goes on and off, and Kodansha gives him a lot of time to do the manga instead of rushing him. Although I think he rushes himself and he ends up getting sick again constantly because of it. It's gone on for 15 years, and in the 15 years, there was another series, which only was like 63 episodes long, and it went up to the Greed Island arc, and they called it that part of the show GT, because like I think it had stopped previously at that point, and then it started up again, so they just gave it a new title, like Dragon Ball Super, So they just rebooted it, and it went all the way up to the Chimera Ant arc, and that's where the show ends. And this is a show about a kid named Gon, whose father was a hunter and left him and he basically left him in the care of his sister. And we don't know what happened to his mom, but it probably has something to do with the fact he came back and dropped him off and never came back in the first place. But we all learned that until
later. Damn, what a fucking asshole.
Yeah, his dad is kind of a selfish prick, but I think it has more to do with the fact that something bad went down, and he probably felt like he couldn't raise Gon by himself, so...
Oh, he didn't even try... He didn't... By himself, he gave him to somebody else. He didn't even help. I mean, fuck.
Because he's a hunter and he's busy, I guess.
Oh, goddamn, that's a fucking horrible. Which is why
he is a terrible dad, though, which is why Leorio punched him in the face when he found him. but that was for a completely different reason. But although it's probably related to his being a selfish dick, like I mentioned. But I'm trying to avoid spoilers.
Okay. All right.
But anyways, he becomes a hunter like his dad, and so he takes the hunter exam, meets a friend named Killua, and along with Leorio and Kurapika, who's also kind of a selfish dick because other reasons that you'll find in the show, but so it's about him taking hunter exam and then getting involved with a number of different adversaries as a result of this occupation, because it's dangerous as fuck. Yeah, they're hunting wild monsters, or you're chasing down killers, depending on your type of hunter occupation. Because there's like several different kinds of hunters. Like some exist solely to look for like good food.
Yeah,
but and others are like doctors.
All right,
but it's a fighting manga, so there's fightings in it, and the creepiest hunter of all is probably Hisoka, who's like a clown-looking motherfucker guy.
Yeah, because you always gotta describe a clown as a motherfucker. I agree with that, Eric, for sure. All right,
but
that's actually my favorite character. I fucking love that guy.
Yeah, and he's like obsessed with killing hunters.
He's obsessed with killing the strongest fighters.
Yeah, that's
all he wants, is to fight the strongest people so he can kill
them. It is literally his kink, because he gets off on it.
I know, it's fucking hilarious. But, I love evil clowns, and he's definitely an evil clown, so. Yeah.
But the series ends with basically Gon hulking out, but as a result of that, he nearly is brought to death. But, And that's where the story leads off for the anime. And I hope they continue it one day. Then I hope Togashi actually ends the series soon before he keels over, because he's always constantly getting sick.
Ooh.
And yeah. I'd like to see the story end, because I think there's a point where you gotta put a cap on something.
Yeah, so what are you giving Hunter x Hunter reboot, Eric?
I'm gonna give it a 9.5.
Okay, that sounds really good. It sounds excellent, man.
Yeah. And it's a manga worth reading, but I need to like find a way to read the manga.
Yeah, yeah.
I think you can read the manga on the Viz app or whatever, Shonen Jump app. And yeah. I think you could read it digitally, but like you have to pay a subscription. But the subscription's not terribly expensive.
Yeah. All right. All right. I got a few reviews for you guys. I'm going to do these rapid-fire style. I already talked a little bit about Last of Us Left Behind. It's more of the same, maybe slightly harder, in my opinion. It's very short. It's not a huge DLC.
Does it have anything to do with, like, the apocalypse and
No, it actually it doesn't. It has to do with
not that kind of Left Behind. Okay.
Yeah. No, not that. Yeah.
Well,
no.
You know,
no.
That guy. That was actually real though. That happened, and Macho Man was the only one deemed worthy enough to pass on.
No. This DLC deals with Ellie's kind of backstory. Like it flashes back and forth between a point in Last of Us and a point in Ellie's backstory with her friend. And it was kind of like they explained in the original Last of Us that Ellie and her friend had gotten bitten and that her friend, of course, perished. And then she, you know, didn't, which makes her an intriguing character and kind of immune to the fungal virus that's, you know, kind of going around killing people. But it's emotionally there. Like it's got some emotional moments to it. I thought the friendship was, you know, what happens is kind of heartbreaking and it kind of chokes you up a little bit, but it just gives you a little more backstory to Ellie and why she's such a fucking badass, because she's a total badass in that series. And I'm really happy that they're focusing on Ellie in the next Last of Us. So I give it a solid 8 out of 10. It's definitely worth your time if you haven't already played it. I think it was Dungeon said that he didn't play it. I would pick it up now. I think it's like $5 Dungeon if you haven't played it. It's a nifty little addition to that series, so I highly recommend it. Next three I'm going to do rapid fire are three movies, one called 1114. If you've ever seen one of those movies where it has like a scenario and all, you know, all kinds of different stories that tie into that scenario, that's what 1114 is. It even has Patrick Swayze in it, so it had to have been kind of an older movie. But I thought it was pretty decent. Is basically one of those movies where, you know, somebody throws a body over a bridge, it hits a car, and everything, you know, kind of ties into that moment, and kind of shows you different perspectives and stuff like that, where the body came from, et cetera, et cetera. So I thought it was a pretty interesting little comedy, kind of comedic, mystery / drama, I guess. And it was pretty decent. I give it a 7 out of 10. I recommend watching it. There's, I guess, a couple of horror elements, but it's not really a horror movie. The next movie is a horror movie. It's called Hangman. It's kind of got the, it's kind of a cross between Paranormal Activity, minus the ghost. Like, it's not a ghost.
Paranormal Activity. That was a name I couldn't think of earlier.
Yeah, yeah. It's kind of got that camera vibe to it, like with static cameras that are, you know, you're going back and forth between cameras, but there's this whole mystery, and it ends up being quite a nifty little slasher. There are slow moments in it. If you're not into like those slow moving kind of, you know, Paranormal Activity type movies, you're not going to like it. But I thought it was interesting enough to hang with and finish, and it was pretty decent. I give it a 7 out of 10 as well. The next movie I want to talk about is a movie called Boar. And it's an Shudder exclusive, and as the name implies, it's about this huge ass fucking boar. And when I say huge, I'm talking like van size fucking.
Is it like Cujo size?
Boar? No, it's like a van size boar, like in Australia. It's an Australian
Boarzilla.
Movie. Yeah, Boarzilla.
Oh my god, get the barbecue!
Yeah, exactly. I don't know.
Is it bigger than Boarzilla?
No, it's like I said, a van sized boar. So, I mean, if you can imagine that, that's already scary in and itself. And there are camp elements to it.
This sounds delicious.
Yeah, there are camp elements to it, but it's not really a campy movie. I thought it was just going to be this big B movie camp fest, but
there's a boar that bores.
Yeah.
It's not one of those bad horror movies that takes itself seriously.
No. It's just the opposite. It takes itself seriously, and for most of it, there are those B movie kind of moments to it, but for the most part, it's a very well executed scary movie.
So it's Tremors then in terms of camp.
No, it's not quite on the camp level of Tremors. Think Tremors light. And a little more on the horror elements, and it's good. I was pleasantly surprised. It starred the guy, the killer from Wolf Creek, in a completely different role. It was weird. I was watching this movie and I kept thinking that the guy looked familiar. And then Bernie turned to me and said, "That's the guy from Wolf Creek." And I'm like, "No fucking way!" Because in Wolf Creek, he's a total fucking jerk. But in this movie, he's like actually really sweet, and you kind of root for him, which is the mark of a great actor when you can change up like that.
Is anybody going to see Kroll?
I am. I think that looks interesting too. How dare you, Freak Five? How dare you? How dare you, Freak Five? So yeah, Boar is actually a really kind of tense horror movie, and I liked it quite a bit, and I thought it was really good. It also has Bill Moseley, who's usually a jerk in horror movies, but he's actually a really sweet guy in this one too. So I was like, it kind of threw my conventions right on their head, you know? It's like really weird. But Boar, I give Boar an 8.5 out of 10. I thought it was really good. So
did you say Crawl before?
Crawl.
No, Crawl.
Not Crawl.
Oh, also. I'm going to try to watch Hunter x Hunter Last Mission, which is a movie that's supposed to take place after the series. Yeah. Well, where it stopped anyway.
Yeah.
And I guess it's supposed to be a better closer for the show than that was.
Yeah. Crawl. Dungeon says, Crawl. I heard Crawl again. Yeah, not Crawl. Yeah. Crawl. C-R-A-W-L.
Oh, like I was just thinking, like, they're remaking Crawl? Yes!
I like Creek. I've been calling for them to remake Kroll forever. So, you know, there you go.
I think Kroll might be on Netflix, but I'm not entirely sure.
Yeah, I don't have Netflix.
Or maybe it's not on Netflix. Maybe it's Tubi. I don't know.
If it's on Tubi, I'll watch it immediately because that's a pretty damn good movie. Dungeon says, fight the Slayers, Frank. Lead the beast away from the center. Exactly.
Either Tubi or Crackle. It's like one of those.
Yeah. Freak 5 says, wasn't Bill Moseley Otis in House of 1,000 Corpse and Devil's Reject? Yes, Freak 5. You're right. He is Otis. And it's really weird seeing him in a role that he's not like a creepy asshole. You know what I mean?
Which one was Otis?
The stringy-haired, bearded, lanky dude. That's Otis.
The doctor?
No, I don't. No. He's not the doctor. No. He's like the taller, kind of like he's got gray, like kind of long hair. With
yeah,
a beard.
I'm gonna have to watch it again. I don't remember.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Tutti fucking Frutti. He says, yeah, that's the guy. Or he was also. Have you ever seen Texas Chainsaw Massacre 2? He was Chop Top in Texas Chainsaw Massacre 2. So yeah, he's been around for a long time. Dunn says only the king and his Lord Marshal have the key. Manacles.
Yeah, it's on Crackle, so you can watch it for free there.
Yeah, there you go. Crackle, huh? Okay, cool. So there you go. Those are my reviews. No heistcapades this week, so let's go on to everybody's favorite segment.
Ah, what is it?
Stinko of the Week.
All right, Breakman, you're up. You're Stinko of the Week.
Okay, my stinko goes to, well, I mean, if you've been watching the news, we were like two steps away from war, or actually we were like one step away from going to direct war with Iran.
Yep.
And it seems like we are really, and there are people within the country and on Fox News and shit like yeah, we gotta go to war, like what the fuck is wrong with you people?
Right. I totally agree with you, Breakman. I'm in full agreement. Like, what is wrong with people that want more war? We're already in 7. You know, why do we need more?
Anybody wants any war, there's something wrong with them.
Yeah, I agree. And you know what? MSNBC and CNN are at fault for that shit, too. I was watching, like, Chuck Todd talking about that shit, and I would have thought I was watching fucking Fox News. I'm like,
hey, when
Christ.
I say Fox News, I really mean, like, Tucker Carlson and Sean Hannity. Oh, yeah. Those fucking assholes.
And Laura Ingraham.
What's that one woman's name?
Laura Ingraham.
Yeah. She's the worst.
The triumvirate of fucktards over at Fox News,
these people that want to go to the war, and like somebody was on one of their shows saying, well, it'll be like a video game that we're not going to have any casualties.
Bullshit.
What the fuck ever.
They said this.
Where did you come up with this horse shit?
Yeah, they said the same thing about Iraq, and look what happened there. And by the way, Iran is like, what, 4 times bigger than Iraq with way more people, so.
And not just like that. If we send in just drones have been shown to kill innocent civilians.
Yes.
So, like, innocent civilians are just nothing to these assholes because they're not American civilians.
Well, they were nothing in the Iraq War and Afghanistan. I mean, so many people have been killed by drone strikes that didn't deserve it, man. Kids, fucking, you know, innocent people just walking down the street.
Yes.
It's Imagine that. Imagine that we were,
There's nothing worse than war.
There's nothing worse. I totally agree, Break. I mean, I couldn't agree with you anymore, dude. Anything else on that, Break? Because, man, that's...
No, you had a... I'm sorry. You were making a point. I was frustrated.
No. I was just saying, like, it is frustrating, man. Like people are people. You know, I know that there's an ideology, even with some people in Iran, that United States is the devil. Same thing in North Korea. But there are people in those countries that are completely innocent. You know what I mean? And people are people. You know, we all bleed the same. We have different blood types, but beyond that, genetically we're all the same. So why do we enjoy killing innocent people? It's why I'm vehemently against the death penalty, because like, if you even kill one person that was innocent, then you're at fault. You know what I mean? Like
Freak just makes a point in chat. He said, and these people will claim to be pro-life said that all lives matter.
Bull fucking shit.
All lives matter, you my ass. They don't.
Exactly.
You're full of shit. Like, if you want war in any way, if you want fighting and violence against other human beings, like, you're...
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know what's wrong with you.
You know, and it's an argument against the budget, the defense budget, man. Like, I've been saying it for years. Why do we keep increasing these fucking – why do we keep giving the money to these fucking military contractors? You know, I don't get it. Like, let's cut that budget for a year and give that to education maybe. That might help a little bit. Maybe we won't be in so many fucking –
because it's easy for politicians to play off people's fears.
Yes. You're right. Breakman, you're on fire today, dude. Anything else on your stinko, Break?
I just I don't understand the whole – and one of the things with war is, like, people wanted to react to a drone strike getting shot down. Like, that, we got to go shoot them back. Like, this is like tit for tat and shit. When will it ever end?
I can't remember who I saw talking on one of the channels, Breakman, but they were saying this was an unmanned vehicle. Why are we going to a war for an unmanned vehicle that possibly could have been, you know, on their turf? You know, they're still back and forth whether or not.
Because in reality, they're fighting for the corporations who lost their war drone, which cost them money. And we want to get money from said industrial complex, so we're going to fight for them.
That's a good point, Eric. That's a very good point. All right, anything else on that, Break, man?
No.
All right.
I mean, Trump did say he didn't want to do needless wars and he wanted to avoid a war.
Yeah.
But I don't give him credit for that because it's something his advisors probably told him.
I actually do give him a little
bit. And he would flip-flop it like anyway.
Yeah.
See, that's the thing is a lot of his advisors had him to the point where he's like, okay.
Yeah.
And then at the last second, he changed his mind, apparently. Right. Like, that's what he says.
Yeah, but,
that's a scary thought. We're going to go bomb this other. Oh, no, okay, we should stop right now. Like,
it's a real scary.
How did it get to that point? Like,
yeah.
Like I'm saying, like this tit for tat, like they did something to us, we got to do something to them. We got to fight back. Like,
yeah.
Like,
schoolyard bullying, let's do something 10 times as worse.
Yeah, I hammer Trump week in and week out, and trust me, I've got something else that I'm going to hammer him on. But I'm actually going to give him the slightest bit of credit for pulling out at the last fucking second. You know what I mean? Like that actually is probably the greatest thing in his when we look back on Trump's presidency.
But it's still scary. It got to that point.
Right.
Like
I agree.
He said, okay, well, we'll go ahead and send them. Like, I don't know what changed his mind.
I don't know. But
I don't – honestly – everything that
they promised him all the Big Macs in the world if he said no.
No, I don't think that's what happened, because with Trump, like, everything has been a lie, you know?
I'm actually thinking
he's distorting the truth.
I think he is distorting the truth. I agree with you, Breakman, but we have to be centered and give him just the tiniest bit of credit. You know what I mean? Like not going to war is actually a huge fucking thing, dude. Like, that's a big thing.
Considering he already started two wars, so we don't need a third.
Yeah, we don't need any more. I mean, I that's why, like, I'm pushing for somebody like Bernie Sanders, maybe a Tulsi Gabbard, to not getting into these fucking conflicts and end the other ones. Like, do what your mission is.
And actually pull us out of the ones we're in. Like,
yes. And
I'm not saying completely withdraw from countries because, like, I've always had the policy, you break it, you buy it type thing. Well, just like Iraq. Like, we went in when we completely destroyed Iraq. I think it was our duty to help rebuild.
I agree, but so I...
For these countries that we destroyed, I think it's our duty to help rebuild.
Yeah, but we never help rebuild. We're always there as menace, as a menace. Like we're
no,
just...
that's not true. There's been a lot of like rebuilding in these countries, and
not from
especially
what I
in Iraq and stuff like that.
Iraq, we have not even come close to rebuilding what we destroyed, man. Like
no,
like,
well, I'm not like, talking about like buildings. I'm talking about like infrastructure type stuff.
Yeah, I guess. But I mean, once that shit is done,
but you're right. Like cities, once they're leveled and stuff like that, we're not rebuilding.
No, and it's ridiculous. And then another thing is, like, why do we have such a presence clear across the world? Like, what are we worried about in Germany, for instance? You know what I mean? Like, I know, like World War II happened and stuff, but like, the Germans are a peaceful people now. Like, they're not gonna rise up and become, you know, there's the next
Germans have the same problems every country does. Yeah. Every country has extreme citizens and normal citizens. Like every country has their gamut of people.
Yeah, I agree. And I believe, in my opinion, most people are good. I know we've had this discussion on it before, but like Bernie and I mean, we do a lot of walking because I don't have a vehicle at the moment. And you meet somebody on the street, they could be black, white, Mexican, it doesn't matter, Middle Eastern, and everybody says hi to you as you go, you know, as you pass. So in general, I think people are good. It just when you start fucking with their country and like people get a bad taste in their mouth when you level their fucking cities, you know. So I think, when you
kill like innocent people and stuff like that makes people mad.
Yeah, exactly. Huh. And then we wonder why people are pissed off across the globe at us. You know, it's
has to end at some point. Like like you said, like tit for tat, or like Eric said, like the schoolyard bullying type stuff. Like I'm going to do worse to you and back and forth.
And
yeah, it'll never end unless somebody says, okay, enough. Like, we have to stop.
Yeah.
And like, I understand this is horrible. Like, we did horrible stuff to you. You did horrible stuff to us.
Yeah.
We have to stop this.
Yeah, I totally agree.
Or it's just going to end with more people suffering.
Yeah, I totally agree. Eric, I didn't see anything in the document for your Stinko this week, so unless you have something.
I don't really have anything.
For me...
Actually, here's one.
Okay.
Stupid Redbox not getting Judgment so I can rent Judgment. But we get Crash Team Racing instead. Fuck that.
Yeah. Well, play Crash Test and let us know how that is.
They've been heavily promoting that. I've seen commercials for that all over the fucking place.
Yeah.
Crash Team Racing.
Yep. All right. I'm going to move on to mine. I'll try to make mine quick, although I think the first one is...
I mean, they have gotten games like... Like much later, but they've gotten them. But then that even brought games back, so maybe we could get it in the future. But like the fact that it didn't come out this week, so
yeah.
Like,
all right, I'm gonna try to make mine quick, guys, because I know we're up against the time here. But
damn,
yeah, I know it goes quick. We started late, so maybe you guys mind going a few minutes.
Yeah, we
over?
Did start late, didn't we?
Yeah, we started about 15 minutes late. If you guys don't mind, we might go over a little bit. My stinkle this week, I have a couple. The first one involves. I couldn't believe this when I didn't believe it until I actually saw the video, but there was a government lawyer, and she's a complete fucking waste of human life in my opinion, but she was trying to make the argument that against immigrant children at the border having beds, toothbrushes, and soap. And I'm going to call...
What the gross ass shit is that?
Yeah, you didn't see this, Brave
Man? It's called, we're doing concentration camps, but we don't want to call them that.
Yeah, they are
nasty. What the hell is wrong with people?
It was really weird, and there's video of it, but there were these three judges, and there was a government lawyer arguing that the language in the bylaws of ICE or whoever, the Border Patrol, whoever the fuck is running things down there, say that they don't have to provide a bed, a toothbrush, or soap for these poor kids that are in these fucking concentration camps, which is exactly what they are. They have two places where they put people. One is called – check this out. Tell me if this isn't dehumanizing, okay? They call these places the doghouse and the freezer. So when kids were being separated from their parents, which was a thing that did happen and was acknowledged by the government, they put these kids in these cages that were outside. So they were in the elements. So during the day they had, and these were in places like Texas, and they still are there. And you can, you know, you don't have to believe me. You can just look it up online. There's places where they put kids in cages, actual fucking dog cages, all right, outside in the elements. So during the day in Phoenix or in Arizona or Texas, it can get up to 120 degrees in some places if you've ever been there. And at night it's super cold. And all these kids have is one of those fucking like aluminum blankets. And that's it. And no interaction with other people. You got kids taking care of babies in these fucking things. So that is definitely one of my stinkos, a government lawyer making the argument that these kids should not have beds, toothbrushes, and soap, which are the very, very, very basic needs of a fucking human being. Right? And that, let's get
this. What are you going to argue next? They don't deserve water?
That's getting very
or
close.
Food.
It's
getting, yeah. No, they don't need to eat.
No, actually, on the food front, you know what some of these places are feeding these kids? These are kids, mind you. These aren't adults. They're feeding these kids like frozen foods. Frozen fucking foods. Have you ever tried to eat something frozen and how awful that is? Nobody does that. Nobody does that. It's insane. We're living in a country that now, and I'm not.
I can understand like unfreezing the food, but they're giving it to them frozen.
Yes, they're giving to them frozen. And these people, I'm telling you, most of these people that work in this, that industry, the Border Patrol and ICE, are unfathomably cruel. They are cruel, racist pieces of fucking shit. And they if they had a conscience, they wouldn't be working there. And I make the same argument against cops, but these guys are
Is it okay to call these people demons because they're apparently not human?
It's you can definitely call them demons. They are demons. They are probably on the level of cops and pawn scum. And that's being kind of, you know, judicious with that. So yes, that's one of my stinkos. Nobody has to believe me. They can look at it. I didn't believe it myself until I started like doing a little bit of hunting. And don't go to the mainstream media like Fox and MSNBC and CNN because you won't fucking see it because it's so embarrassing. And by the way, 24 kids have died in CBP's custody.
It's inhumane.
It's totally inhumane.
It's an embarrassment of.
Yeah,
it's an embarrassment to all of us.
This I put all of this on Donald Trump's shoulders, but more importantly, I put it on fucking Stephen Miller's shoulders because he's the number one advisor for shit like this. And if people don't know who Stephen Miller is, all you have to do is look up Stephen Miller janitor video where he's making the argument that he's in college and he doesn't want to pick up the trash on the floor because we've got janitors to do that. So he's a racist, and
did you see the pictures of the last Trump rally?
I did not, man.
The aftermath of it, like it was a dump. Like those people, like they come in, celebrate him, and then they just throw their trash all over the place. Yeah. And it looked like a dump.
Yeah. Well, I mean, dumpy people. I mean, you know, I mean that's the way it is.
I'm saying like that seems like the attitude of the Trump people. Like, somebody else can do it for me.
Yeah, exactly. Let's let the Mexicans clean it up. I can just hear it right now, Freak Five. I've experienced this shit in my real life, man. Like every time when I was a kid, and even now, most of the time when I go into a store, I've got people on my fucking ass thinking that I'm going to steal something, and to this day, it fucking happens, man, and it's fucking insane. It sucks, and I feel so bad for those kids and the families. I saw a video of a Guatemalan boy that was finally reunited with his dad, and his dad was crying. I got choked up, man. I can't imagine somebody taking away your kid.
What if the G in MAGA actually mean made America garbage again?
Yeah, that's exactly. Make America garbage again. Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah.
That freak says make America great again by leaving a mess.
Yeah, exactly, Freak Five. It is It is one of the most disgusting things that this country has done since probably the Japanese internment camps when World War II happened. And that was pretty atrocious and pretty, you know, and also, you know, the whole Jim Crow thing and, you know, that whole thing. And I don't understand it. I wish we could live in this country without having to deal and talk. I wish I didn't have to talk about this shit on Grinders. You know what I'm saying, guys? Like, I wish
Donald Trump he's thrived by
chaos.
By pushing people's fears.
Yeah.
He's taken xenophobia and racism and stuff like that, and basically it's, you know, somebody's afraid of, and he's made like the kind of the boogeyman type thing.
Yeah.
We have a common enemy. Yeah. Sort of like what Hitler did.
Yeah, exactly. And there are those comparisons, Breakman. I'm not going to go all the way and say he is Hitler, but he's very, very getting very close to being.
At least Hitler was charismatic.
Trump can't form sentences properly.
he was considered charismatic.
Yeah.
That's a good point. Like, he can form sentences and he could probably spell too.
Yeah, exactly. Speaking of Hitler, EA is on our radar this week. You know why, guys? I also, speaking of lawyers and Hitler, I saw an EA lawyer try to change the term loot boxes into something called, quote, surprise mechanics.
The name, surprise mechanics.
Yeah, like, surprise, we just took all your money.
That's what random battles are, don't you know that?
Yeah, random
surprise,
battles.
Surprise, it's a loot box.
Yeah, surprise, we just raided your wallet and took all your money.
Surprise, the loot box doesn't actually anything, you lose money.
Yeah, exactly right, man. So I thought that was pretty shitty of EA to try to change the terminology, but it doesn't really change anything. You can call...
Good thing they didn't fall for it. We're stupid, huh?
You can call a duck a horse. That doesn't mean that duck is a horse. It just means that you renamed that duck a horse. So I sent out a tweet to EA saying, just so you know, EA's lawyers, loot boxes equal surprise mechanics. We're not fooled. So, you know, I know EA is not listening and they don't give a fuck about my tweet, but I hope more and more people tweet them that we know the difference and we're in full support of any government getting involved, as they do with any other form of gambling, and putting a definite cap on that fucking shit, because fuck that, fuck loot boxes, fuck microtransactions, by the way, and fuck EA. And I highly encourage anybody to not support EA until they can fucking change their ways and either call them for what they are and be regulated, or shut the fuck up and get rid of them in your fucking game. All right. Last time I went to the casino, those are highly regulated, and you should be highly regulated as well, EA. And fuck you, because you guys make record profits. So changing the name doesn't surprise me. So there you go.
Are they also going to try to, like, change the name of Crunch to Magic again?
Yeah, what do they call it? Oh, yeah, they're kind of going to change it to the word Magic. So it'll be EA Magic instead of Crunch, or BioWare Magic instead of Crunch. Yeah, fuck that too, man. You know, people think other people are really stupid, and sometimes they're right. In the case of Donald Trump,
there's a lot of people that are fucking stupid. Yeah. I don't think they're wrong by that. I mean, I'm fucking stupid, but at least I can read.
Yeah, look, Dungeon says slot machines in the casinos have surprise mechanics too. What a coincidence. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Coincidence.
Dungeon says it's like when people complained the loot boxes in Battlefront 2, and EA responded by saying the shitty drop rates were there to help create a sense of, quote, pride and accomplishment. It became it became the most downvoted comment on Reddit because of that. That's the stupidest.
That's some like next level Dark Souls get good shit.
I mean, you know what? Okay. That is exactly gambling. When you go gambling and you put your money in a slot machine and you happen to win, which I've done a time or two, it's not very often that you do win, you do kind of have this euphoric, you know, very temporary quote, pride and accomplishment when you do that, but it quickly... Yeah,
that's part of the appeal to it. That's right. Why some people become addicted to it.
That's right. That's exactly right. All right, let's move on real quick.
I was going to say, EA apparently has really good lawyers, though, because Jesus, they can spend this shit.
Oh, God, man. But that spin isn't... Dude, you should see how many videos were on YouTube the minute that shit happened, man. Like, it's ridiculous. Like, with the...
Look, for us...
I made an analogy on Twitter. It's like, that's like molesting somebody and calling it surprise robbing.
Yeah, it's like raping somebody.
For us, that's ridiculous. But in the court of law, like, look at some of the shit that happens.
Yeah,
like,
that's true. Well,
lawyers and... high-paid lawyers know what they're fucking doing. They know how to exploit the law.
Yep, but that leads into my sweet-o this week.
Dude, what does my tattoo say? Sweet! Sweet-o of the week!
All right, my sweet-o of the week is, it ties into this. The judges, remember I told you about the ludicrous claim that government lawyer was making that they didn't need to because it wasn't in the language of giving beds and toothbrushes and shit? The lawyers had none of that. They slapped that shit down quick. So luckily... we have a few judges left in this country that know that, you know, if you're a human being, a bed is kind of a good thing, especially if you're being detained and don't want to be detained. So there you go. And also, the judge wasn't buying that stupid argument from EA either. So there are good judges in this country and other countries that are noticing this type of shit. So
speaking of that EA, Dungeon Busters, Anthem is still being supported and has a future. Translation from EA speak. We didn't say how much support we would actually give Anthem and whether that future is long or short term.
Exactly. That's exactly right.
But we're going to give it support for about 30 more minutes.
Exactly. Yeah. Freak 5 says, my 21st birthday, I went to the local casino. I went in with 100, hit just below the jackpot on the quarter slot, cashed out all the quarters, filled up a big-ass cup. They have to carry the coins. Set that aside and took that home with me, kept gambling with the rest, walked out with over $500. That's the way you do it, Freak 5. You put what you win aside, and then the rest is house money, and you hope to win more. That's exactly how you do it, man.
But I've never gone gambling with the assumption I'm going to win money.
No.
I go in just to have – like I'll spend like maybe $20 at most because
I turned $1 into $13 once.
Yeah, that's cool. I mean you have those occasional –
yeah, everybody – you're going to have stuff like that. Like I walked out with like – double profit, so like $40 once. But most of the time it's like $20, I have nothing left.
I mean, if you go to Vegas, it's a whole different scenario because every place has a fucking casino and you want to play a little bit. You know, you don't want to like
I know even bars have like slot machines so,
yeah.
and shit.
Yeah, I was like literally everywhere. Slots.
Yeah, I'll play slots. I'll throw down a good 100 or two if I have it. If I don't, I won't. You know, that's just the way that it is. You know, but I never go in assuming that you're going to win money because that just hardly ever happens, especially on slot machines. If you want advice on gambling from me, go play roulette, black or red. You got almost a 50-50 shot of winning money. That's the best bet in any casino. Anybody will tell you that, black or red or odd or even. Whichever you stay on the outside and play black or red or odd or even and just go with the flow. Never put it in on a number because those numbers hardly ever come up. So there you go. Go in with what you're willing to lose and gamble with nothing else. That's exactly right. So all right. My sweet-o goes to judges slapping down ludicrous claims like kids don't need beds or toothbrushes or soap. Just imagine if you have kids and they get put in a juvenile detention center and they don't have a bed and they don't have soap and they don't have a toothbrush. Tell me if that's
disgusting.
That is disgusting. And that female lawyer that got up there, how does she live with herself? She should immediately just fucking cancel herself.
I have a big problem with lawyers. A lot of them just they are just in to win. Like they don't care about what the consequences are. They're saying.
I almost want to go anarchist, start raiding these ICE centers and liberating all these people.
Oh, that's another thing that's going on. You know, Sunday, and it's going to start happening here in Denver. They're going to start deportations. They're going to start raids again, like back in the 70s when you know, if you're here illegally, which I understand people are upset that, you know, people are here illegally. But to go in and raid people Yeah, it's ridiculous, man.
Yeah, we need, like, Captain America beating the shit out of these people.
I agree. I wish. And I saw a lot of – you know what? I'm going to say this too. If you're a neighbor and you know somebody that you know, is in a situation where maybe they have illegal people, they have rights too. They don't have to open the door. They don't have – make sure you tell them not to sign a fucking thing. Don't sign anything. And they have the right to remain silent and a right to a lawyer. That's all they need to do. Lawyer, silence, and you're not coming in. Those three things, and they should be A-okay. Freak5 says, went to Vegas for a friend's wedding, walked through the hotel to the room, put in $5 in a nickel slot, won $80. So there you go. And one of his sweetos, he's starting a new podcast. That's cool. You told me about that, Freak5. Dad, I'm on board. Start by opening a board game. Describe what's inside and describe the game. Make a video of that for patrons, second half of the show. Him and his kids will review the game after they played it. That's a good idea, Freak5.
That's cool.
I hope you do good. Dungeon said, I can't save scum slot machines in Vegas like I can in Dragon Quest. Yeah.
What's a scum slot machine?
Save scumming is when you, like, reload your saves.
Yeah, like when you, like, lose and then you're like, oh, fuck.
It's even easier if you're playing on an emulator, you save state.
I used to do that all the time.
I wasn't thinking of saves. I was thinking of, like, there's a different type of slot machine. Okay. I was thinking about something else.
It's called save scumming because people didn't really frown on it, but those people go fuck themselves, in my opinion.
Yeah. When RP Grinders is over, we will be recording our review of Good Dog, Bad Zombie. It sounds like a good idea, Freak5. You should do Dungeons & Dragons with them, too. That would be really cool. Just do, like, a really quick one-dungeon campaign with your kids, see how that goes, see if they like it.
And don't be the dickish dungeon master, either.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You let your kids live. Freak5 would kill all of his kids in his Dungeons & Dragons campaign. I save scum because my time – I agree with you, Dungeon. Like, I did the same thing in Dragon Quest VIII. I know the casino. I used to.
I'll probably save scum if I play Assassin's Creed. Walk Dogs. I mean, might as well be Assassin's Creed.
Yeah, exactly.
I play Watch Dogs Legion, and I get an army full of hacker grannies. I don't want any of those grannies dying.
Yeah. He says, might buy the Stranger Things D&D adventure. Yeah, that'd be cool. All right.
Oh, season 3 is out next month.
I know. I can't wait, dude. I don't have Netflix.
I think Spider-Man's next week.
Yeah, I might need to get Netflix for a month just so I can watch Stranger Things. To be honest with you, man, I love that
such show. A fantastic,
it's a
show.
great show.
I still haven't watched season 2.
Yeah, all right, break. Do you have a sweeto?
Actually, I had a few.
Okay, let's do them rapid fire.
Today is the summer solstice. So yes, I'm going through it quick. The Reds are currently on a winning streak, and it's amazing. They've let me see. April they were May, they were like, yes, and then, like, they were all over the place in May.
Yeah.
In June, they've been like, yes, and right now they're on a huge winning streak, so they might actually turn out to be a good team this year.
The Rockies sucked the first month, and they've been on fire lately, man. They've been kicking ass, yeah. They're in the wild card position right now. They just swept Bernie's Arizona Diamondbacks.
Oh, shut your
in mind. Arizona, by the way. But anyways, go ahead.
Well, the Reds just swept the Houston Astros, which was pretty fucking awesome.
That's really cool.
If people don't know, Houston Astros are one of the best teams in the league.
They are.
They're currently up on the Milwaukee Brewers, who were second in the division. And as of, I think, Friday or Saturday, they were in last place. And then since then, they've moved up to second. And now they're only 5 games out of first.
Oh, okay. So we might
because
have to worry about
the winning
about
streak. Like, the Reds, have, in a week, they have turned their whole season around, basically.
Well, that's really good, man. I hope they keep it up. That would be really, really good. Anything else, Break?
One more, and that goes to the actor, comedian, Jon Stewart.
For
standing up the fucking Congress and those douchebags. Like, it's one thing, like, we talk a lot about it and stuff like that, but it's another thing to go there and sit in front of them and tell them, like, you guys are basically being assholes.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I mean, it doesn't really matter in the grand scheme of things because they never fucking listen to anything.
I know. But still, at the same time, like, it's like you have to have huge guts, you know?
Yeah. I agree.
Like, really brave to do something like that.
And I honestly think Mitch McConnell should resign and his wife for the bullshit corruption that's been going on in Kentucky. But that's a whole different matter that we can get to another day. But it was an incredible thing that Stuart did, Dungeon said. I agree. I liked it. I just don't
think he was doing that for the people who risk their lives to save other people during 9/11. For the people who don't know, he was going in there on behalf of the people, the first responders of 9/11. A lot of them have died from things that have happened after the collapse of the towers, things like cancer from debris and shit like that.
Yeah.
And for him standing up for them, just it was a good thing he did.
And most of them were firefighters. It was there were a few cops, but most of them were firefighters and stuff like that. And I'm glad John Stewart did that. It was very heroic, and he's what I call a true American. Like, he really does care. I believe. I know he has tons of money, and he's a celebrity.
Yeah, I've never seen like his show, like The Daily Show, or I've seen clips of it and stuff like that. But I've never like sat down and watched him. But just like watching his like that speech he gave them, like, you know, like, you guys aren't here, and everything that he went into was just well done.
Yeah, I agree. Dungeon says this is what anger looks like, but in a very civil manner. Yeah, he says 5 seconds. Yeah, it was a hell of a speech, man. And I applaud him for doing that. It was really good. If you haven't seen The Daily Show,
I've seen clips, but I'll have to watch it sometime.
I would recommend watching a couple of them. You can get a good sense. If you watch Colbert, like Late Night with Colbert, that's you know, he's on there sometimes, but that's the whole vibe that you get when you watch Late Night with Colbert. But the old Daily Shows were top notch for sure. So, all right, anything else, Drake?
No, that's enough. I gave a bunch.
Yeah. All right. Let's move on to a quick segment. I love the end of that.
I actually kind of hit a high scapade.
Oh, did you?
When I wrote it down, it hadn't become big news, but it's big news now. But I still think it's funny, and we should stay. We should talk about
Let's do it.
Okay, do you want to do the intro or?
I'll
just go into it. We've gone on too long. Yeah. So there was a show that came out not too long ago. Well, I guess it just came out. Or is it even out? I don't know if it's out yet or not. It might be. But anyways, it got about 20,000 complaints. A website was set up. And this complaint was sent to Netflix that the show Good Omens must be canceled.
Yeah. Netflix. There's only one problem.
Two major problems, dude. Yeah. There are actually two major problems. One, this was a limited appearance show. So this is like – it was just meant to be one season. And number two, and this is a big one, Netflix doesn't have that show.
I told Bernie about this, man. I had to chuckle at this. Like, they got 20,000 signatures together, right? It was like over 20 grand. Am I right on that break?
Yes, and it was over 20 signatures to get this show. This is an offense to humanity, and you're humanizing like evil and stuff like that, you know.
Yeah.
But the big problem is this show's an Amazon Prime show. Netflix has nothing to do with it. In fact, Amazon Prime, in the spirit of this, sent a tweet to Netflix saying, "If you cancel Stranger Things, we'll cancel this."
I love it, man.
Even Amazon Prime was having fun with that. Or it was like, "We'll cancel Amazon Prime said, "We'll cancel Stranger Things if you cancel Good Omens." Like,
why do people get so upset about TV shows? You know, there's a thing called turn the channel or don't watch it. Like, you know, it's so stupid. Like, that. Here, if you want to avoid all the demons that you're going to get by watching Good Omens, guess what? You don't have to watch it. Watch it.
I want to watch it now more.
Yeah.
And Netflix said they would cancel Good Omens.
Yeah, apparently Good Omens is really good, man. I heard nothing but good things about that show.
It's got David Tennant in it, and he is good.
And
Need to, like,
Michael Sheen is
plug in my Amazon Fire TV just to be able to watch thing on the Prime.
Yeah, yeah. Michael Sheen's a really good actor too, man. I wouldn't mind watching that show. He's really good.
Because I still haven't, like, jailbroken it yet.
Tennant was great as Crowley. I didn't watch.
It is out. Okay. Yeah. So. Dungeon Buster actually hadn't heard this, so yeah, like the people complaining about, you know, a show having satanic overtones and stuff like that, like they usually do. But
I mean, before it was Elvis, and then it became Dungeons and Dragons, and then it became Ozzy Osbourne, and then Marilyn Manson.
Before that, like comic books were like comic books, 20s and stuff like that. Like,
anything that was countered, like if it didn't have God in it, it was satanic.
Yeah. I mean, look back at the Salem witch trials. Like anything that they couldn't understand, witch, you know, like what the fuck, dude? I just had to pee outside. Like leave me the fuck alone.
Oh, Dungeon says, where was the rage about the show Lucifer? There was outrage for that, Dungeon.
I was going to say there had to be.
It just didn't get as much traction as this Good Omen things, but I've heard nothing but good things about Good Omens. I want to
The thing is, normally it doesn't get traction. The reason this got traction is because the idiots went after the wrong company.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly right.
That's the only reason it became a news story. Yeah. Basically anything that's even slightly controversial to somebody is going to get some sort of complaint. And even when it's not controversial, there's some complaints. For instance, and my sister told me this, and she had to tell me like several times because I was in disbelief. My sister's a huge fan of Mickey Mouse. Mm-hmm. She always has been.
Oh, yeah.
She took like a Mickey Mouse poster or picture to work, and she had to take it down because he was pantsless.
It's a plush thing.
Well, that's that whole sexuality thing that we were talking about earlier, Break. Way to bring it full circle, Break, man. Like,
you look at the plush Mickey without pants. I mean, he has no dick, so how's it sexual?
Well, I mean, I was gonna say
he's never had pants. I mean, that's the thing. He's a fucking mouse in a shirt. Like, Jesus Christ! Like, that's what this world has become. Is some people are offended by anything.
Well, religious people are offended by anything, man. I mean, if you ask somebody that's not super religious, most of the time they're not going to be offended by fucking Good Omens or Mickey Mouse or any fucking... But Mickey Mouse is a cartoon mouse, Dungeon says. Exactly right. Okay, real quickly, guys. Remember a couple weeks ago we did the worst foods that we've ever eaten? Let's talk about, and this is based on your suggestion, Breakdown. What are some of the foods that you love? And I'll start with you, Break.
A lot of junk food.
Of course.
A lot of junk food. Actually, I do have a sweet tooth, so I do like fucking junk food. I've been not eating a lot, like as far as junk food. I've been avoiding it for the most part.
Yeah.
I do like fucking junk food.
Yeah, of course. Like, I mean, it's good.
Oh, yes, the steak and bacon. Oh, my God. I love those. I love steak. I love
shrimp. Shrimp is really good.
Chocolate. I fucking love chocolate.
Yeah. What's peanut chicken?
Okay, let's
That's
see.
That's good. It's like Kung Pao chicken.
Different flavors of chocolate. Like Nestle's chocolate is good. Like
orange
Hershey's
chocolate.
Yeah. But then like you got like Palmer's chocolate. Well, what the fuck is that shit they do? Like that is the grossest, nastiest chocolate I've ever had.
Probably put licorice in it, like black licorice. Yuck.
You know that Palmer's chocolate, right? Like that's the cheap chocolate.
I'm not familiar, but it sounds gross, so I won't eat it. Pierogies, Bernie said. Those are good for sure.
Gelato chocolate.
Pizza,
burgers. It's so good.
I'm not a big fan.
Pizza.
I'm definitely not a big fan of white chocolate. Freak 5 says white chocolate. I like white chocolate okay, but, you know, Dungeon says gelato chocolate. That's really good.
Yes.
Chocolate ice cream.
Sex in the
pan. I'm not sure if that's good.
I mean, God damn it. You're making me hungry. Stop.
Freak said peanut chicken is chicken and melted peanut butter sauce. That sounds kind of... It sounds gross, but it's probably better than it sounds.
It's really good, dude. Like, have you ever had Kung Pao chicken? That's like with peanut sauce and peanuts. It's
really I
good.
Had that.
That's really good. Scallops. I love scallops. Scallops is one of my favorites. Lobster. That's another great one. Sushi. I'm mixed on. It depends on what kind of sushi.
The
dark chocolate Oreos, the dark chocolate cream Oreos are good.
There's some sushi
those are good.
Break, like you got to go to a really good sushi place and
I used to eat fish, but a long time ago I used to have to like cut fish and serve fish.
Oh,
and stuff
I see.
Like that.
I see.
You got sick of it.
Okay.
I got pretty sick of it. Exactly. Yeah. So. Yeah. Like going home and like you smell like fish and shit like that. Like you don't realize how bad you stink until like,
And
you take your clothes off and you go to wash them like the next day or something
and
like that.
You still smell
my
like
God.
Fish.
Like what the fuck?
Yeah.
Like damn, did I smell like that?
Yeah, I could see why you wouldn't, but I mean, there's some that I really like and other that I don't care for, but it's really
fried
good,
chicken.
Fried chicken's good. I prefer grilled. Anything grilled.
I like chicken and chocolate.
Chicken and chocolate. What about chicken and waffles? That's really good. I like that.
I have had chicken and waffles in a while.
Mexican lasagna. How dare you, Freak Five? You're exiled. Those two words should never be in the same sentence. Yeah, my mom makes really good chicken tacos. They're like the most divine things ever. But bean and ham soup, that's actually pretty good. Chili's really good. I can't eat hamburger anymore though. Like it really upsets my tummy. Like even
oh dude, that sucks. Yeah, you told us this before. That sucks.
I mean, chili. I love a good hamburger, but I cannot. I can't eat hamburger at all.
Skyline Three Ways.
Yeah. Oh, I love Skyline.
Yeah.
I'm from Cincinnati. It's like a law here. You're supposed to like it.
Yeah. Freak Five, you need to.
They don't really have like locations you can go to, but you can occasionally find.
Here's something. You know what? There is hope on the horizon for me though on the hamburger front. I did get a chance to taste the Beyond Meat from Del Taco. And it was fucking good. It was amazing. I couldn't believe it. It tasted just like fucking hamburger, except without all the gristle. You know how sometimes you get hamburger and it's got like kind of that gristle in it, depending on the fat ratio. This was smooth hamburger that tasted so fucking good, and I was really impressed. They did a good job with that shit. It gives me hope that in the future, like I know Burger King is gonna have like the Impossible Burger. And they say it tastes exactly like a Whopper, except it's not meat. I can't wait to try it. Like that excites me because then I could start eating hamburgers again. You know what I mean? Like I like hamburgers, but yeah, it was really weird. I was weirded out. It tasted really good. If you ever get a chance to get one of those Del Taco Beyond Meat things, try it. It's really good. It's fucking good. I can't rave enough about it. It's really good.
Arby's had donuts. Like you're talking about my
donuts
now. Donuts give me heartburn. Can't do donuts either.
Like fucking goddamn. When I went in a game crazy, right next door was Dunkin' Donuts.
Dungeon Buster, you're a donut hole. Damn it.
I gained weight. That's for sure.
Yeah. Like,
donuts stop. Right next door to me.
It depends on what the cap donuts.
Yeah. I love all that stuff, but goddamn, does that like greasy foods give me just heartburn and they wreak havoc on my system. I got to try to cut a lot of the grease out for sure. But
so what are favorite kinds of donuts, everybody?
Chocolate, man. Chocolate glazed.
Chocolate glazed. Coconut or butternut.
Butternut. Maple. Maple donuts don't get enough love, man. Maple donuts are really good, but like I said,
I like the Boston cream ones too.
Those are good.
If they totally litter it with like maple, it's kind of gross at that point.
Freak Five says fried catfish. That's really good. Red beans and rice. I actually like grilled.
He loves plain cake. I love cake donuts. Chocolate cake donuts or plain cake. Oh, cake donut.
Okay, I'm not so much on the cake donut. I like glazed a lot better. Like, but again,
glazed are good too.
Yeah, again, they get
it's
me
hard
heartburn.
To go wrong with a donut.
Yeah, it is.
Pumpkin spice donut.
Yeah, pumpkin spice donut would be good. I would dig that, man. I like pumpkin. I like pumpkin pie. That's one of my favorites. You know another thing, key lime pie. Has anybody?
Oh my god, that is like the worst and best cake ever, Dungeon Buster.
I'm getting diabetes just reading this. Free clear chocolate cake, peanut butter icing, and topped with broken up Reese's cups.
Freak Five says he likes jizz on his donuts. I don't know why he said that. but that's about it, man. I can't end on a better note than that. So
I would probably be able to eat like maybe a tenth of that cake, and that'd be enough.
Yeah, strawberry rhubarb is gross because strawberries are gross. Yucko. Pumpkin pie.
I had the most delicious peanut butter pie.
I love pumpkin pie. That's that and key lime.
Mrs. Brickman made me a peanut butter pie for my birthday.
I think
I gained 20 pounds on.
Oh man, those are so good. Like chocolate and I don't like peanut butter by itself, but chocolate and peanut butter go together.
They're
so fucking good. Man.
I know they were made for one another.
Yeah, it's like they make sweet love to my mouth every time they're in there. Man. It's so good. But
sweet potato pie.
Yeah, sweet potato pie is really good. I like that. Cookie crisp, cinnamon life. How dare you, man?
We're talking about cereal life.
Yeah, chocolate and peanut butter.
Chocolate
so
pecan
good.
Pie.
Yeah. Man, I think Dungeon Buster's trying to get into our pants. He says, chocolate and peanut butter so good. All right, I think that's all we got for this.
Okay, I gotta get food now because you made me hungry.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I think everybody's getting hungry.
We should end it on that. Like, what else is left?
Barbecue chicken. Oh, God. I have a Jamaican jerk. I make really good Jamaican jerk chicken.
I've never had Jamaican jerk.
Oh, dude, it's so fucking good, man. It's like spicy and it's got like this clove taste to it. And oh, it's so fucking good.
Smoked jerky.
Yeah, it's really good. You know, Bernie made a really good sausage, like what do they call that? Polish sausage and like sauerkraut with like this. It was like
I don't like sauerkraut. That
oh
much.
God, it would, dude. You would like this recipe. She makes it like kind of sweet with like bacon and oh man, it was just it was apples and you don't even know the apples are in there, but it's really good. Yeah.
And my problem with sauerkraut is that it's well too sour.
Yeah, well, this cuts the sourness out, dude. Like it's like kind of sweet. It tastes good, man. It's so good. But when you're over sometime, Eric, if you ever visit, we'll make that for you, and I'm sure you'll like it, man. It's really good. All right, I think that's all we got time for.
Yeah,
man.
I think we all need to go.
I think everybody's fucking hungry and mouthwatering right now. So,
yes.
All right, let's do our plugs. Let's start with you, Brake.
Food.
All right, I dig it.
You can follow me at @Brake_man and at @RPGrinders on Twitter, and I'll try to mention it more. I'll try to do some more
fun stuff with the
RPGrinders. No guarantees.
Yeah. All right, Eric, your plugs, please.
I'll plug. I didn't actually get to write any reviews this week, but I'm definitely gonna do it tomorrow because I don't have to. Oh, I'm going to get up early, but I don't have to get up early and go to work, so now I can finally do something.
Yeah, awesome, man.
But I'm going to plug Bloodstained for being a good game and Iga seeing it through and approaching criticism head-on on like the long bouts of silence we got with Mighty Number 9.
Okay.
And the over-promising and the lack of budgeting.
Yeah. All right, what else you got, Eric?
But I'm going to also plug Hunter. It's streaming on Crunchyroll, which has every episode but in Japanese, and I think it's also on Netflix again. They took it off for a while, and then they put it back on. But it doesn't have all the latest episodes on there, but I think it's slowly being reintroduced because the run on Cartoon Network's over as of Sunday.
All right. What else you got, Eric?
But have a good weekend and see Spider-Man next week.
Yeah. Okay.
Well, I'll be something to talk about for review.
Okay. I want to plug chocolate and peanut butter, making sweet love to anybody's mouth who listens.
Species.
I want to plug Good Omens. Make sure you watch it just despite the 20,000 people that signed that stupid petition. You can follow me on Twitter @FrankBranches if you want to hear or actually see more of my sexy voice, I guess, because you can't really hear my sexy voice on Twitter. At RP Grinders, of course. My gamer tag on all of the systems is RP Grinders, so if you haven't added me, feel free to do so. I don't have very many people on any of the systems. It's kind of weird. I would have thought I would have had at least, you know, two of you guys out there, like, ask for my, you know, like, hook up on one of the systems, but RP Grinders on all of them. What else do I want to plug? Go see Child's Play this weekend, because I've heard really good things, and I want more Mark Hamill voiceovers because he's doing the voice for Chucky. So why not, man? What else? And that's about it. I just want to make sure everybody stay. Oh, this is also Frank Branches week. So if anybody wants to send me anything, you know, send me something.
Oh, happy Frank Branches Day.
Yeah. So
happy Frank Branches Day to you.
Do I get a cowbell?
I could not get Frank a stupid Dragon Quest controller. That thing looks like it's like ridiculous, but it also looks like it'd be something where the rubber just melts off at some point.
Freak 5 says, are you going to join me for Friday the 13th tonight? probably not Freak Five. I mean, all this food talk. I gotta eat and do other stuff.
Hey, when you got divorced, did you ever keep that keyboard?
I did. I did keep that keyboard, dude. I have it. It's in my possession, and I love it, even though I don't use it. So you know, it's one of those things, man.
It's a trophy.
yeah. But I do like it. But there you go. Happy level up day for Frank. Remember to use your new attribute points to fortify your weakness against liver and sour cream. Dungeon Buster, you are going to get
Are you soul level 500, Frank?
How dare you? You're exiled, you son of a bitch. But Dungeon Buster.
Soul level 900 is the max.
You know what? I'm going to start doing something every week called the Exile of the week.
You have 500 blood units, 900 soul
levels. And Dungeon gets the exile of the week for that one. That was a good zinger, man. Appreciate it. Appreciate all the... It's not happening till next Wednesday, you son of a bitch. I'm not level 500 till at least next week, so fuck off. You guys all suck. You're all exiled. I'm walking off the show. Have a good weekend, everybody. Really enjoyed... How dare you? I didn't even get any cowbell break, man. You're exiled too, you son of a bitch.
Hit it with stuff and stuff.
You know what? On my birthday next week, next Wednesday, I'm just gonna go exile crazy. Anybody that shouts me out on Wednesday, I'm just gonna say exile, and they won't even know why. They're gonna be like, why?
You're gonna watch 50 Shades for Frank's beating.
And I'm gonna say, you know why? Because
is not a movie that you're gonna watch.
You know why? How dare you, Eric? You're exiled. I'm gonna say, you know why everybody is getting exiled? Because listen to the fucking show, and you'll know why. Everybody's fucking exiled. You're exiled. I'm giving an exile like Oprah gives out fucking cards. You're exiled. You're exiled, you son of a bitch. You're exiled. God damn it. You guys made me do it, man. You just made me do it. All right. Stay safe this weekend. We want to see you back here.
That one scene, like, fuck you. Fuck you.
Fuck you. You're cool. Fuck you. 50 Shades of Old Man. God damn it. You're exiled, Freak Five, you son of a bitch. You snuck in there. You got the final exile, you son of a bitch. Stay safe this weekend. We want to see you back here next week. Till then, we are out. Later, everybody. Exiled, sons of bitches. No. Walking off.
What?
You're exiled too. Damn it. We are not watching 50 Shades of Grey. You guys are sons of bitches. You're all exiled. Hate you all. Hate every one of you. Walking off. Son of a bitch. Worst show ever. Fuckers.